much about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. Now, it's time to put the microscope on another addiction. One that lies in a deeper shroud of shame. One that can lead to ruined relationships, shattered lives, and even death.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So, leave me. You never do have much margin there. But see if you can't leave me about an inch from where the zipper ends, under my, back to my bunghole.
How could you explain that? I don't understand it, bro!
For reals, yo.
All right, well, at first we started slow. We started real slow. And, you know, that's all right. That's okay, because sometimes in life we're going to start slow. That's okay. We told ourselves, hey, we're going to start slow. We're going to keep going fast. We're going to start slow, but we're always, always going to finish fast.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey, get a good seat. We got a hot one today.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's a beautiful story, and it's a why.
Roll another one.
Wow. Yeah.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Check it out. I think you might like this.
I need another again.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, Dick.
Leave Tom Brady alone, right?
Roll. This one seems to be about to end.
Tony.
Dan. Zahn.
I don't have another cent.
What are you doing tonight?
Masturbating. I invite you. People are already talking.
But the one guard that joined.
Open wide for Chunky.
Just pass it around.
You're a special kind of monster.
But the one guard that joined, my friend.
It's entertainment, baby. That's all.
But just pass it.
And now,
I'm losing it. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind.
Our feature presentation.
All right, I don't know whether to start with.
Would you like to take that back?
Or
that tweet.
Yeah.
Or both.
Both.
Maybe both.
Hey, hold on a second. What's going on here? What are you talking about?
Bean, what did you just tweet? Word for word.
Oh, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Oh, would recall. You like me to?
Yeah, Allie, go ahead.
It's, in quotes, Labor Day weekend, so we're about to, in quotes, deliver an all-new Friday Kevin and Bean show.
Would you like to take that back?
Yeah! No, kids!
That tweet.
Would you like to take that back?
That's that
tweet.
Would you like to take that back?
Okay, all right. The kids appreciate a good pun.
Nope. They don't. You have control over the kids with your finger. It's a sound effect. Stop saying that.
Those are actual kids.
Yeah.
What's your point, Allie McKay?
It's horrible on so many levels. And I usually love your tweets.
It's time to put yourself down.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're saying.
What about the category that Kevin has that he has admitted on thousands of occasions he is a big fan of, the category of something that is so bad that it goes all the way around and gets good again?
Nope. Fell short of that.
Yeah. Look. Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's
no.
Nope. But do you think that's going to start this weekend and today like it needs to? Do you think that's what you're inspiring with that?
I do. I do. I think that that is...
Would you like to take that back?
I think that is representative of me, and certainly it's what the show wants to be known for.
No.
No. All... No.
Look, we're
nope.
Just... But...
Nope.
We're
just no.
A cat. I was
not helping.
All right,
take it back.
I can't take it back.
Yeah, you can. And you can delete it. You know what you could do? You could delete
it. Yes, delete it.
That would
Bean.
Make the world a better place.
But it's Labor Day weekend.
Oh, no,
we understand. And then we're delivering. Yeah.
Right.
And we would have understood even if you didn't put quotes yeah. on it. The fact it was like you were hammering it home with the quotation marks.
That
screw
was intentional.
You, Bean.
I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that I was also in on the joke.
No.
Rather than I recognize how deeply offensive that tweet is.
Mm-mm.
But it's still a joke.
That's that tweet.
Bean. Hey, before we get started,
would you like to take that back?
What happens if I say no?
I think we walk out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at an impasse here, I think.
Yeah. All right,
Would you like to take that back?
I'll accept that you guys are wrong on this and not take the tweet back.
Wait, what?
When we figure out what you just said,
see,
we might walk out.
We have a new hero today, Kevin. His name is Mohammed Khurshid Hussein. He is now in the Guinness Book of World Records. Look, a lot of times we have looked at these new records that are being set, and we've thought, why does it exist? Why doesn't the Guinness Book of World Records say, thank you for your inquiry, Mr. Hussein, but we are not interested in your category? But instead, the 23-year-old is going in the book as the man who is the world's fastest nose typist.
See? Now, my problem with that is that's not a category.
It's not a thing, right?
I mean, has anyone else tried that?
If not,
what?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the previous nose typing record, Kevin, was set in November of 2008 by a fellow citizen of India who goes by the name Nita, who set the record of 1 minute and 33 seconds.
For what? How many characters or how do they judge it?
You have to type the sentence. Guinness World Records have challenged me to type this sentence using my nose in the fastest time. And the new record set by Mr. Hussein is 47.44 seconds.
Ooh.
So he shattered the record, demolished
it,
practically cut the record in half.
Wow.
The verification from Guinness could take up to 4 months. In the meantime, he says he might attempt to break the nose typing record once again.
I mean, why not?
He's out of control.
Yeah.
He said this is his second attempt to break the record. A few months ago, he typed that sentence with his nose in 54 seconds, and now he has, again, broken that by quite a distance at 47.44. He already is in the book for owning another typing record. In February of 2012, he managed to type all 26 letters of the English alphabet in just 3.43 seconds, but that was using his fingers. So he can't be stopped, this guy. He can type with whatever you put in front of, whatever he's dangling, he can type with.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Which I think you know where I'm thinking the next record is going to be. But, he typed that sentence with his nose, and now he's in the book. Now, what happened in his life that led him to discover that skill?
I don't know. I don't know how you realize that maybe you should go for the record, even.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or why
is it
you would
a
want
matter
to?
Of national pride in India?
That's a great question.
We better check on the former record holder.
Yeah.
It's a great question. I don't know if somehow that's a thing, but no, right?
No.
Right.
How long would it have taken me to type that tweet with my nose, I wonder?
It still wouldn't be out there, and that would be good.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Because it's too confusing for Kevin, you know.
How dare you? It's Force Friday.
It is.
Pretty exciting, everybody.
Yeah, it is.
All the new Star Wars toys. How do you make everything sound creepy, Bean?
Right?
That wasn't creepy at all. I was just saying a lot of people are very tired right now after being at Target last night at midnight to buy these toys. It's a big thing. And some of these toys are awesome looking. Did you see the Millennium Falcon drone?
I did not see that, no.
It's pretty cool.
All I saw so far was the Chewbacca Crocs that Jimmy wore on last night's show.
Now, were those real or was that a Kimmel bit?
Well, that's funny you would ask that, Bean, because I looked them up, and they're real.
They are real. How about that?
Do you remember how much they were?
I don't. I wasn't really looking for a price. I was just thinking, this is just Jimmy being funny, right? Nope.
Do you need them, Allie?
They were awful. No, they were
you
horrible.
You don't need them.
But were they bad enough?
Do they come right back around?
They came back around, and I'm wearing them now. Yes.
Also on the program today, we have to give beer mug props, and we don't do this often.
Hmm.
Normally we rag on the poor boy, but he's doing some good work on Instagram.
Yeah,
so we're gonna have a celebration.
He really is actually surprisingly articulate and relevant,
keeping it positive. It's really nice.
A big celebration of that today. Very excited. Matt Money Smith joins us on the program today, talking fantasy football. We got the movie beat because it is Friday. You had to block somebody on Facebook. Now, I thought this was sort of all the time. I thought this happened all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Ralph is coming in saying, oh, I don't know, guys. I might have to do it. I might have to block somebody. And it was a lifelong friend.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's why it becomes an issue for some people is you like this person very much in real life, but they're intolerable online. So, yeah, I think it puts a lot of people in they're family members who have to hide each other's posts, you know, because it just causes too much turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's just another relationship hurdle that you have to get through.
Also, college football is back. We're going to talk to RJ Bell about the season. Got a preview for you coming up. And we have season tickets for UCLA. Season tickets.
Season tickets.
Pretty cool, right? And for opening day, we got sideline passes for the same person. So that's coming up today as well. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Ralph Garman steps in.
And the legend continues.
Dun, 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 dun. With our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday morning. Ralph, how are you?
I'm well.
Tell me about Tim Tebow.
Looks like he's earned himself a spot in the roster.
He's for reals, right?
No.
Oh, he's not. He's not for reals.
He's not for reals. He's third string for reals.
Okay. All right.
He doesn't look like he'll lose a game for you. He's not winning any games for you.
Okay. All right.
But if you get to your third string quarterback problem, you're probably going to lose the game anyway. So I don't think there's that much.
Other issues.
There. But he acquitted himself pretty well last night. He moved the ball pretty good. And
so he's not embarrassing anybody.
No.
Not yet.
No.
That's great.
Look, you don't want him throwing the ball much.
Made a pretty good pass to the end zone, though.
Yeah, I mean,
Wasn't bad for him.
His first read is there, it seems like he can get the ball there. If he's got to check down and start looking around and use his football IQ...
Then you're in trouble?
Then you may not have the same success.
But look, it's true.
Beyond the Jesus thing, apparently he's just the best teammate you can ask for and a real plus to have in the locker room. And I just think the culture that Chip Kelly's trying to build with the Philadelphia Eagles means that he's the kind of football player, a guy who's all in, who's there early in the morning and late at night and just buys into the system 100%. I think he's the kind of guy that Chip probably wants to have around. So that combined with the fact that Matt Barkley blows, I think has earned him the third QB slot for that team.
Allie, did Cheaty McCheat play last night?
He did not. He didn't even dress for the game.
He's busy cheating, I think. I think he
probably
was out there cheating.
That was the report.
He's
relaxing.
Doing a bunch of cheating.
He's had a very stressful time.
Well, for him,
time
relaxing
with,
is cheating. That's how he feels.
These,
that's where he's most comfortable.
Allegations.
He's
he
most
just,
comfortable
he did a little
just
bit of time
cheating
just
up
to
a storm.
Really get to know Tom again.
He's doing so much cheating now, he doesn't even have time to play football.
That's right. He's busy pulling aces out of his sleeve in poker games and, you know, running around behind Giselle's back and taking candy from babies.
Putting slugs in parking meters instead of coins.
That's right.
While we're talking about great dudes, it's happening, people. Yesterday, host of The Celebrity Apprentice, Donald Trump, reached a new high in the polls for the Republican presidential nomination, grabbing 30% of support amongst Republicans in a new survey released by Monmouth University yesterday. Dr. Ben Carson's a distant 18%. With Jeb Bush, and Ted Cruz at 8% each, so Donald by far.
Leading in Iowa, leading in New Hampshire.
He's leading.
Leading in North Carolina.
Leading
in South Carolina.
Leading.
Leading in Nevada.
Leading, there.
Leading everywhere.
Leading there.
I am really proud. I am really honored.
I think we may have found our male Shailene Woodley. Remember Shailene Woodley, the lovely and talented star of the Insurgent franchise and other films. She's a delight because she's crazy.
She's hippie-ish.
She is. She likes to make sure that she bathes her hoo-ha in sunshine for an hour every day to get all the vitamin rays up there.
Right.
All the super vita rays where they have to enter there through that portal.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine on my
vagina
makes me happy.
That was her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chris Evans. Maybe the male version of Shailene Woodley.
Oh.
In a new interview, he says he does not limit the notion of romance to just people.
Oh.
No, it's not as creepy as you may think.
Okay.
He says, I have had love affairs with art. Oh. Full-blown love affairs with a piece of art. With music, he says. and with nature. Aww. He called a three-week solo camping trip a very romantic time for him.
Well, because he loves him.
I've had some romantic time by myself, too, by the way. If you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do.
My last time, I had a good romance time with me solo.
We hear you.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, pretty clearly.
Josh Duggar, one of the stars of 19 Kids and Counting, he is in rehab, you know, to get a hold of his libido. He's at a place called Reformers Unanimous. That sounds like a ripoff.
It does.
I think the Alcoholics Anonymous people should get their lawyers on the phone. Reformers Unanimous is a military-style rehab where you have to sleep in bunks. You're required to do 40 hours of community service every week. You only get to make one phone call every 10 days. You must take college-level courses in auto mechanics or financial management. Just
what?
Those two options.
What?
Look. Stop cheating. You're either going to be a mechanic or you're going to be an accountant. Get out there.
Strange, all right.
And here's a shock. Apparently, they also require you to do lots and lots of praying. Lots of praying happens at this rehab. Which, given his past, I think will work out well because it seems to solve everything.
Yeah.
And congratulations. Well, how about it? We'll play this game. We'll guess. New survey of 2,100 hardcore television fans have selected their favorite female character on television. Female character on television.
Ariana Grande?
No, she's not a character.
I'm Wink Martindale.
He is certainly not a female character on television. Or is he a name that anyone would recognize
at all
hearing it at?
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap also didn't make the cut.
Is this all time?
This is on television right now as we speak today.
Oh.
Favorite female character, right? Not actress? Okay.
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
Because I only said it about four times.
Sarah Abramson?
She is not a character. She is a whore.
I'm going to go Olivia Pope.
Olivia Pope. Ooh. From?
Scandal.
Scandal. Fifth. Fifth on that list.
Okay.
Nice.
But how about Gloria from TV's Modern Family?
Not in the top five.
No Sofia Vergara. Okay.
No.
Cookie. From Empire.
Oh,
Cookie Lion
guess,
from Empire
Allie,
was
guess.
Second.
Oh, Allie,
you were so
Allie, you're
close.
Owning it.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done.
I feel like only Allie should be guessing now.
Yeah, no kidding.
On fire.
Now this is going to embarrass me because I don't know how to. I don't watch this show, and I know I should, but I just don't have time. So leave me alone. Mm-hmm. But Daenerys Targaryen
from
Game of Thrones. Is that maybe the Dragon Queen? Is that maybe her?
I don't watch it either.
The blonde hair girl?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I think she was third on the list.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy was fourth.
Oh, good one. Okay.
And Olivia Pope, as you mentioned, was fifth. But you still haven't tagged the number one female character on television yet.
Beverly Goldberg from The Goldbergs.
All right, you can just stop there.
I love her.
You should rest on your laurels.
Okay.
Popular show, Ruff?
Yes.
Do we watch
Big
it?
Big hit show. Been around a long time. No, I don't think you do.
Don't watch it. Okay.
But you certainly know her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I got it.
Oh. I don't got it. Bean, you should know this. You should know
Ooh,
this
Bean
character.
Should know this.
Why are we so bad?
You should know this character.
Oh, no.
Wait!
Come on now.
I was just thinking of Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but you said no. Okay.
Oh, that's a great guess, too, though.
I would have said her, yeah.
President Selena Meyers? Yeah. No, she's not.
All right, should how be. About TV's Olivia Benson?
Olivia Benson, number one.
No!
Most
no!
Female character. Mariska Hargitay.
Law and Order SVU.
Law and Order SVU. Most popular female character. Hmm. You know why I said Bean should like that? They should know
because
this?
Because of the stupid cat.
Because of the awesome cat.
Because that's Taylor Swift's cat.
Mm-hmm.
This would be,
Yes. It's like hearing you say something nice about T-Swizzle.
I didn't say it was nice. She owned a cat named Olivia.
Okay,
that's
but
not
didn't
a nice
say, but you didn't say anything mean about her for a change, which is refreshing. There was no the word Hitler wasn't anywhere in the sentence. I feel like that's progress.
That's the third cat, by the way. It's Olivia Benson, Meredith Grey, and Eva Braun, I think, is her third cat. It's too late for birthdays. Look them up yourself. How important could it be to you? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show's beat.
Hey, time for the movie beat. Let's do it.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's movie beat. Welcome to my world.
Soft weekend at the Cineplex. in Southern California. Not a lot of new big blockbuster films. We are pretty much through that season now that summer's over and Labor Day weekend is upon us. So some smaller films get a chance to see the light of day, including a little romantic drama featuring two of the most attractive people on the planet Earth. Boy, when you see these two on the screen together, you're like...
Is this Repopulate the Earth time?
What do we do?
You go...
Okay.
It's called Before We Go. It's in limited release this weekend. Chris Evans, you may know him as a gentleman in Captain America, but he's also a fine actor in his own right. And then Alice Eve, who is just inexplicably stunning on the screen. They play two strangers who get stuck in Manhattan for the night, and they end up being each other's closest confidants when an unexpected adventure forces them to take control of their own lives. Looks to be a small film, but I think these two have real chemistry together. See what you think as we play some clips from the trailer of Before We Go.
Sure you're okay?
My purse was stolen.
I got like 80 bucks. How far are you going? If we can find your purse, we can get you home and make me a hero. Want to come with me, have a little adventure?
I like your shiny trumpet.
You bought it with a shiny engagement ring.
All we need is a time machine.
Well, let's try. What would you tell yourself?
Just skip New York altogether.
But then you wouldn't have met me.
I still haven't decided if that's a good thing.
Wow, they sure don't talk like real people.
Come on, it's romance.
That is not romantic.
It's romance.
She talked about his shiny trumpet.
Yeah,
though.
Right.
Like
right?
This.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you. That's what they call in the business a meet cute, Kevin.
Hmm. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
He's a trumpet player in the Grand Central Station, and she misses her train, and we have to find my purse. Let's bond. Why do you hate love?
I don't. This just looks terrible.
Also opening up this weekend, usually I'm not a fan of these kinds of films. Let's get two old people together and make them do something wacky. I don't like that formula. It's been done a lot.
Okay.
More recently than most because, look, there's a lot of moviegoers out there who are members of the AARP, and there's an underserved audience there, which I can understand why they make films for those people.
Right.
So when I heard about the premise of this film, initially I balked. This is me balking. Balk!
You make a lot of noise.
Yeah. But then I saw the trailer, and I saw the talent involved, and I saw some moments that actually seemed funny to me. And I was like, hey, maybe old people can be funny. In this case, it's a movie called A Walk in the Woods. Robert Redford and Nick Nolte co-star. When do you ever think to see those two guys on the screen together?
Never.
Redford's just on a tear. He's just making a whole bunch of movies lately. After not making movies for a long, long time, he's making the first comedy in a long time for Robert Redford. Nick Nolte is just decaying in front of our eyes. It's kind of remarkable. To remember what he once was, to see what he is now. But it plays for this film. Emma Thompson, Mary Steenburgen. I mean, there's a lot of talent in this film. Redford plays a guy who is getting older. His friends are dying off. He's starting to feel a little bit vulnerable. And he sees the end of the tunnel. Decides to do something bold, brave, exciting. Push himself. He's going to hike the Appalachian Trail, which is one of the hardest trails in the world for a hiker to take on. Most people in their 20s can't handle it. He, as an old man, decides he's going to do it. His wife insists, you're not doing this alone. So he calls up one of his old best friends, played by Nick Nolte, who can just barely move at this point. It just
seems they like, cover about 10
this
feet
is a bad
for the whole movie.
Around the whole way. And that's sort of the premise of A Walk in the Woods. Here are some clips from the trailer.
You two ended up on each other's nerves in Europe.
That was 40 years ago.
I got to eat every hour. Otherwise, I get these
seizures?
Seizures, that's right.
Good luck. Try not to die, okay?
Here we go.
We go. We're not even halfway there.
No way that's to scale.
Map to scale. That's it.
You know, I'm sorry we lost touch.
Yeah, me too.
Jesus, if they come for us, play dead.
Of course. If they come for us, we are dead.
I think it looks funny. Aww.
Didn't Robert Redford do a movie a couple of years ago, Ralph, where he rode across the ocean in a boat or something like that? Like, he's really pushing to the limits of physical exercise in these films.
I think they're
just
movies.
You know the one I'm talking
about?
I think
they're just movies. I don't think he really has to do the things he pretends to do.
No, 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 but I'm saying it's interesting that those are the characters that he's being drawn to, because he could do any kind of movie he wanted to do, but for whatever reason, he seems to be exploring those sorts of stories.
He's a virile man. He's still strapping.
Do they have subtitles for Nick Nolte?
Nick Nolte's the best. It's gotta eat every hour or else I have these seizures. Come on, that's funny. And lastly, this is Kevin's movie. He's going to enjoy The Fast and the Transporterous.
I don't think that's the name of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's called The Transporter Refueled. Refueled. Finally, getting around to dusting off and rebooting this old, old film called The Transporter from 2002. Finally, they blew the dust off of that old classic, and they're going to remake it and give it a brand new look. The Transporter, as you may remember, starred, you know, that guy.
Jason Statham.
Him, yeah.
Sure.
That's right, Jason Statham. I drive a car really fast, and I'll transport things left and right. Wherever you want to go, I'll transport it.
That movie. Right. Now they got another guy who talks very differently. He talks like this.
I bet you can't believe that I'm going to drive your car really fast and get things from point A to point B.
That is very different.
It is very different. Oh. Ed Skrein plays the role in this version of the transporter. He is a former special ops mercenary. Of course he is. Who has to engage in a game of chess with an all-smoking hot female bank robber team.
Well, that exists.
That's
real life.
I kid you not. And he gets caught up in this scheme, also with a sinister Russian mob kingpin. And, oh, what are we talking about? He just drives a car a lot and hits people with it and jumps over things and stuff. Here's some clips from the trailer, which I think on radio is a little underserved, this kind of film, from The Transporter, Refueled.
Where are the packages?
These are the packages.
How you like them?
Now drive.
Thought you John Wayne types just let it roll off your back.
That is the old days. Now we hold grudges and get revenge.
Don't worry. We will make him pay.
Yep. You okay. Got it. Everything you need to know is right there.
So those are the three that...
I'm going to go see that. It looks good. I like sexy female bank robbers.
A lot of louds.
A lot of louds in this movie.
I want to see Kevin reboot the transporter. I want to see that.
I do have the driving skills.
Yes, you do. So. We've seen the way you park in the morning here. It's remarkable. Those are your choices for this weekend. So congratulations, Straight out of Compton. You're going to be number one again this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Or movie.
Oh, or movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
It's a K-Rock Labor Day to Z. Block Park weekend, you guys. Labor Day to Z. You see what they did?
I don't get it.
Starting, it says here tomorrow at noon. Is that true? Or is it today?
I would guess today, it's today, right? At noon. I don't know.
I think it'd be today. It sounds like this is wrong.
Are they gonna deliver a lot of great music because it's Labor Day weekend?
No one would say that.
No, that's true. No.
Awesome. Nope. Says here that K-Rock is rocking your Labor Day weekend with blocks of your favorite K-Rock artists counting down from A to Z. So that sounds fun.
Wow, way to sell it. No wonder Don doesn't like you. No wonder Don's always on the phone saying we're not doing the show right.
What's going on with Beam? How did this topic come up? I missed it, I think.
You weren't here, okay. Kevin. You were, passed out in a pool of your own vomit.
Fine. This was after the marathon meeting with the CBS Suits the other day.
Right. Okay. We met with Mr. Weatherby and Don Lerney, and they had cornered us and told us how bad we were and said all the things we needed to change and the things we need to do better.
Right. Is there anything – do you have any other skills? Are there any other jobs you might be well suited for is essentially what I heard.
So although the meeting was enormously uplifting and life-affirming, it led Bean down a dark rabbit hole. It led him down a dark path where he started to contemplate the end of the road for himself.
The end of the road of life?
No, of this particular gig, I think. Of this lifestyle, of this job, of this chapter in his life. I think he sees the end. I think he sees that there's less pages in the chapter to come and then there are behind him.
Well, look, nobody can blame me for thinking that way after the meeting they went with her. I mean, they essentially were pointing to the exit up ahead and said, guys, you don't have to pull over yet, but put on your turn signal. I mean, it was really getting to that point, right?
We started talking about how much longer we had in this job. And I said, I'm gonna ride this horse until it's dead. because I got a mortgage and a kid in school, so don't worry about me. I'm gonna be around. Beam's like, I don't know how much longer. I'll do it. I'm looking forward to retirement.
Look, that's the same thing Bean said the day I met him. I'm not kidding. I think Bean was born ready to retire. I really do.
Because he's wanted nothing more his entire life than to be 80. That's always been sort of been his goal. He's looked forward to the golden years when he was a teenager. He wanted to be a walker and one of those chairs that lifts you up the stairs and rides along the railing, and he just wants to do old people
things.
He's
always wanted to just sit around and have nothing to do. That's right. His ideal plan.
You know, you'd think it'd be nothing, Kevin, but we found out quite the opposite.
Oh, is that right?
That's what the conversation was about.
Okay.
Because I also balked. I went, balk? And I said to him, what are you going to do so much differently if you're not working on the show? Right now, you're working like 5 hours a day. The whole rest of your day is your own. You can do whatever you want. He's like, oh, that's not the case at all. Oh, I have so many things I want to do. I just don't have time for. And
I said, watching QVC?
Like what? And he said, and I kid you not, I'm still working on my Christmas music playlist.
Yay!
Wait.
Look, I have a very exhaustive archival process going on right now where I am going through my thousands and thousands and thousands of Christmas albums and selecting my favorite tracks from each one at a time, so that I can put them into a master Christmas playlist.
Great. Do it this weekend. What are you talking about?
Because it's a job that's probably going to take years, as long as I also have to continue to do this stupid radio show.
Show's getting in the way of you making a list of Christmas songs.
Organizing my playlist, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
No, it's not unbelievable at all. It's like I'm trying to build an airplane in my garage. It's one of those things that takes thousands of man hours, but I only have a few minutes here or there to work on it.
Yeah, but an airplane would be something useful. Versus a list of Christmas songs.
Dude, I'm going to have the greatest Christmas playlist of all time.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Who cares?
Then
when
what
it's
happens?
Done. Then I'll be able to – well, it never stops because new Christmas music comes out all the time. Yeah. But it'll be something that I will have at my fingertips ready to listen to whenever I want. And it'll just be so goddamn sweet.
Well, that's worth –
I love you so much.
That's worth losing your job over. What did he say, Allie? I could literally spend 80 hours a week doing that.
80 hours a week. But this gets in the way.
He's like, I could spend 80 hours a week organizing my Christmas music.
I'm
looking forward to retirement.
Like a few minutes here and a few minutes there. That's all. It's frustrating.
I don't know how much longer I can do this job. There's so many other things I need to do. I just don't have enough time.
Well, none of them involve me leaving the house, so at least that is going to be one thing that's going to be consistent between that job and this job. But look, at some point, we have to think about how we're going to spend our time.
No, at some point, you have to think about how you spend your time. What are you dedicating your life to? Christmas music lists. What's wrong with you?
Well, you do what you enjoy,
that's
Ralph.
That's a side project at best.
You follow your passion. That's all I'm doing is just following my passion.
But it's not worth leaving a job for. It's not like you're going up to build houses for humanity or Habitats for Humanity or whatever. Or you're going to work in the Peace Corps. Or you're going to start a new job as a neurosurgeon or something. You're going to reinvent yourself. You just want to look at Christmas songs?
But I think most people, when they think about what they would do if they have lots of free time, anyone listening right now...
You do have lots of free time!
Anyone listening right now, they think about when they buy that lottery ticket on Wednesdays and Fridays. They go, oh man, if I win this, I'm going to. And it generally involves... traveling or something like that.
You know what it never involves? Making a list of Christmas songs.
Which is fine, which is fun. There's nothing wrong with traveling, but I'm saying it's not like everybody wants to spend all of their time building houses for humanity or doing something that they want to do something that they enjoy.
Right.
Most people, their goal isn't, hey, I want to dedicate myself full time to public service.
Right. But you're at the other extreme.
I want to dedicate my full time to, I want two front teeth for Christmas.
I'm just saying.
How important is it that this list be finished? Isn't it just like
growing
thing?
It'll never be finished, Kevin. They're always making new Christmas songs.
But isn't that okay?
No! How can I complete it?
You guys know how I feel about lists, and you guys know how I feel about attention to detail. And you know
Christmas.
How I feel about Christmas and Christmas music too. So I mean, this is all the things I love. And then I'll make a map where all in a show with little pins where all the artists came from who sing the songs. And I got maps too. It's just a win-win-win-win-win.
I think we need to talk to Bean of the future. I think we need to call Bean as a retiree and see exactly what he's up to.
How do we do that, Ralph?
We use the future phone. That's how.
Oh, the future phone.
We have a future phone. I didn't even realize this technology.
What?
It sounds like I might be ready for retirement even sooner than the boss thought I was ready for retirement.
Let me just get to the future phone, if you would.
All right. I'll just sing up. You can talk to me in the future. I wonder how far in advance we're calling here. Hello there. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Is this Future Bean?
Future Bean?
No, it's not Future Bean. I'm just Bean. Who's this?
Well, I guess technically we're calling from the past. It's September of 2015 here. What is it there?
I can't believe it. What, you're shocked.
You're shocked about what?
To hear from you.
Oh, okay.
I can see why that would be a big surprise, because you didn't know this technology existed, probably. Neither did we.
Yeah, it's 2025 here.
Oh, 2025.
Oh, 10
okay.
years in the future. Okay. All right. Well, Future Bean. Hi, this is Past Bean. I'm you.
Hi, Past Bean. Let's go to IHOP.
Well, it's Friday, first of all, so we obviously can't go to IHOP. That's Tuesdays.
I forgot you don't know about the change.
Oh no. Really?
Wow.
I've already said too much.
So how am I enjoying retirement?
Oh, it's the greatest thing ever.
How are you feeling your time?
I should have retired years ago.
How are you feeling your time?
Well, I've got my rice collection.
You have a rice collection?
Yes. I have one grain from each type of rice. So far, I've got wild, brown, pilaf, and I'm just looking for the right white.
Okay. Good luck with that.
I had no idea that my life was going to get so much more exciting in the future.
I'm working on my duct tape art.
Your what?
My duct tape art.
Duct tape art.
I'm making one of every kind of species of animal out of duct tape.
Okay.
Life size.
Oh, they're to scale.
Did you say life size?
To scale.
Wow. Okay.
So far, I'm just through one elephant's trunk. It's a lot of duct tape.
Wow, I take out a lot of projects, it sounds like, in the future.
I've got my seventh home now.
Seventh home?
Okay. And I'm wallpapering it completely in free wallpaper swatches.
Why am I doing that?
I go from wallpaper store to wallpaper store getting 2-inch squares of samples. And the entire home's going to be wallpapered in that. I'm saving hundreds.
That's like a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? Oh, wait, I did.
I'm working on my collection of Slurpee cups from every 7-Eleven in the Union.
Oh, you're doing that now. Okay.
One Slurpee cup from every 7-Eleven in the contiguous United States.
Right.
They all look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Right. I become a hoarder, basically, is what happens, Future Bean.
No, I'm an enthusiast.
Right. Now, are you putting those in order?
Of course I am.
Okay, all right.
Yes. All right. I'm putting them in numerical order, according to the addresses of where 7-Eleven is listed.
Okay, very good.
It's quite confusing, but I have nothing but time.
That is so interesting, because I would think that I would have arranged them in the order that the states each joined the union, but you're saying no, huh?
No, that's all changed now, because... I've said too much.
Oh, no.
Big change is coming.
No man should know about his future.
Yeah, it sounds like you're right about that. Do I ever get the Christmas music playlist done?
I'm almost done, but I keep getting interrupted because of all those prostitutes I keep murdering.
Whoa.
Because of work.
I've already said too much.
Yes, you have.
RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, joins us from Las Vegas to discuss the college football season underway this weekend. That's coming up on K-Rock. Wrap us here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday.
I hope we win.
I hope we do, too.
They're going to make a sequel to the very popular film Neighbors, understandably. It made a boatload of cash. Seth Rogen, Rose Byrne, Zac Efron, all returning for a Neighbors 2 sequel. Here's the thing. Oh, this is good. See, Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne are a young couple with a baby, and then a fraternity moves in next door to them in the original film, and it just wreaks havoc on their life, and they get together and smoke some dope. That was very funny. Neighbors 2, the couple's life is turned upside down when a sorority moves next door to them, and then smoke.
No.
Hello?
What are the chances?
No.
So wait.
Is this thing on?
So it's a sorority.
Selena Gomez and Chloe Moretz have been added to the cast.
Oh.
Ooh.
Just don't like that noise.
Nope. Bad for everyone.
Yep.
I wonder if they'd like to see my wallpaper.
Ugh. Future Bean sounds terrifying.
Yes, he does.
Black Sabbath has officially announced their farewell tour. It's all over for Black Sabbath. I know it's hard to believe, but Black Sabbath is ending its storied career.
I feel like we've been burned by the word farewell many times.
Yeah, didn't they stop? Didn't they break up like 20 years ago?
They
did. This is like a reunion, and then you can't do a reunion, then a farewell.
Reunion, I mean, just reunite. It's a one-off. Whatever, we get it. But you're not again. Still something. Stop it. Ozzy Osbourne, of course, lead singer for that band. It's going to be original members Ozzy and Tommy Iommi and Geezer Butler. They're all on board for the farewell tour. Kicks off in Omaha, Nebraska on January the 20th in 2016. And it runs all the way through February 25th. So make sure you get your tickets now.
They are, a lot of people consider that they created heavy metal.
Yes.
They are one of the great rock bands of all time. I think underappreciated by many people. And they still sound great live. I've watched, I've seen, you know, concerts of them from the last tour on TV. And they're still terrific.
Did you hear what Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones said about them this week?
I did not know.
He did an interview and he said, millions are in love with Metallica and Black Sabbath. I just thought they were great jokes, he said about the bands.
Wow.
About rap music. What do you think Keith Richards feels about rap music?
He probably loves it. Yeah.
He does?
He's all in on that.
All right. Anyone else want to take a step?
They think it's the only true art form, is what Keith says.
What rap did was impressive in order... What rap did that was impressive was to show that there are so many tone-deaf people out there, he said. All they need is a drum beat and someone yelling over it, and they're happy. There's an enormous market for people who can't tell one note from another, he said, regarding rap.
I blame it on the hip-hop.
Yeah, so. Surprisingly, Keith Richards not a fan.
Who's asking him his opinions on those things?
Look, he's still one of the biggest grossing rock stars in the world. Every year when he goes out on tour, his band makes more money than anybody else. Explain that to me,
can't.
The consumer. And sadly, people who have iPhones and iPads, you will not be able to play the Cecil the Lion game from Apple's App Store.
Cecil the Lion game.
The game you play on your phone, the app game. It's hilarious. It lets animals from Africa, lions, giraffes, and elephants shoot poachers. Instead of the other way around. So it's
okay.
A little payback. Well, Cecil the Lion, which I thought was nice. Apple has decided they will no longer carry the game. You can only get it on Google Play.
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
Yeah.
Do they say why?
Yeah, Apple has guidelines for their games.
What?
Yeah, believe it or not, they cannot be based on real events and cannot solely target a specific race, culture, government, corporation, or any other real entity. So because it's based on an actual... event, Apple says they will not carry the game, even though it sounds very funny. And I do not want anyone, please, to miss out. Starting Monday, we won't be on the air because we'll all be on vacation celebrating Labor Day like yourself. So we won't be able to warn you. But please mark your calendars now, Monday at noon. Don't forget, Fox will be running the complete first season of Empire back to back.
Yeah.
It's an Empire marathon on Fox. Starting noon on Monday, winding up at 11 p.m. So you can just sit back, pop a cold one, and just make your way through Labor Day.
Allie, are you going to watch them all over again?
I have watched them all over again.
Oh, okay.
So this would be a third time.
Now,
so.
Bean, can you make your Christmas list while watching that?
Oh, good point. Ooh. How do you make the playlist and watch Empire?
Sometimes I'll have the TV on, but it has to be... Something just in the background. Can't
right,
be something
okay.
I need to pay attention to.
Right. I'm going to make a series based on Bean's Christmas playlist called Playlist. I'm going to make a playlist for my children. My children will take over the play.
I want half that playlist. I bought Christmas albums too.
No, Cookie, you can't have the playlist. Coming this fall on Fox. Playlist. Story of a man and his list. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dr. Drew Motherlovin' Pinsky.
Yay!
If there's a better person, I don't think I know him. 57 years old today. Music producer Mark Ronson turns 40. Actor Wes Bentley, 37 years old.
Isn't he from the We Are Your Friends, Ralph? I believe his most recent cinema effort.
I'm not familiar with the entire cast of We Are Your
either.
Friends, but if you say so, I'll back your play. Max Greenfield from New Girl is 35 years old. Beyonce, Queen B. She's 34. Our friend Whitney Cummings, frequent guest on the Kevin and Bean Show, turns 33 years old today. And singer James Bay is 25. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Oh, have I missed this man's voice. Give me some R.J. Bell from pregame.com, would you?
'Cause he's R.J. Bell. R.J. Bell.
Come on. RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, talking to us live from Las Vegas, Nevada this morning. How are you?
You know, I'm happy my agent was able to negotiate that song in the intro, so everything's going to go smooth this year, guys.
Well, it's great to have you back on the show. You can tell fall is here. How has your summer been? What have you been up to, RJ?
You know, what's funny is with football especially is there's a lot of preparation. I mean, there's so many college teams. We focus on the NFL. There's all the prep. And then what a lot of people don't realize, because most people don't bet it, baseball is every day. And there's a big audience that does bet baseball, not as big as football. So kind of digging into a lot of baseball stuff, which I think some people would be surprised by that there's so much betting on it, but there is.
Well, just taking care of Pete Rose alone has got to keep you busy, I would imagine.
He does live in town.
For folks who haven't heard you in the past, RJ, just briefly explain what pregame.com is all about.
You know, the best way to think about it, there's a lot of sports sites out there. They do a great job, but we focus on the Vegas perspective. So we got free picks. We got radio show here in town. We've got videos. So if you like to bet, you know, it's something where there's a lot of free stuff to kind of aid you. But, you know, we also make it fun because the reality is about 3% of bettors win. And that's something I think it's important to talk about, because a lot of sites, it's get rich quick. Oh, look, easy money. It's the furthest thing from easy money.
Did you say 3%?
That's the estimate. And again, you never know. But I think that's probably a little high, to be honest with you.
That sounds crazy, out of control.
But you know what I say, guys, is I love movies, for example. I see like 70 movies a year in the theater. I love movies. I've never left the theater with more money in my pocket than I went in with. But I love it. It's recreational for me. And I think as long as people that like to bet think of it that way, it's not dangerous. The danger is when you think you're going to win and you're not going to win, because then you can lose money that matters.
Yeah, look at it the same way you look at walking into a Las Vegas casino, which is it's going to cost me a certain amount of money for the entertainment I'm going to get out of the process. That's how you got to look at it.
That said, and we're going to be teasing it all year, hopefully we can keep it going. Last year, we gave 3 picks a week during the NFL season, and we were like 66%. We can get the exact numbers for next week. Now, we don't expect that kind of result to happen again.
We do.
But it was a heck of a year.
Pregame.com, by the way, is also the official odds provider for the Associated Press, so they are legit. And I know you're on today to preview the college football season. We'll get to that in 1 second, but we just have to ask, because there's been so much news about the Patriots in particular lately as the NFL season starts a week from last night. What has that been like in Las Vegas with the ups and downs of seeing this Tom Brady story go through the courts?
What's been fascinating is if you look at the first game, and that's coming up this Thursday now, so less than a week, it's the Patriots hosting the Steelers. I'm a Steelers fan. I grew up around Pittsburgh. Big game, right? So that line has moved a good bit in the offseason because of all the stuff with the suspension. But what's fascinating to me, Brady's worth about 7 points per game. Great quarterback. Quarterbacks are king in the NFL. He's worth about 7 points per game. So if the game would be pick 'em without him, let's say, they'd be 7-point favorites with him.
Okay.
What was fascinating was that when Brady was supposed to play before the suspension, the line was right around 7, 6.5, 7, Patriots favored. Once he was suspended, it moved to 2.5. So you might think, wait a minute, 7 should go to pick him if he's worth like 7 points, right? Well, what that means is all along, Las Vegas has thought that there was a tangible, material chance that Brady actually would play, even though that wasn't really part of the narrative. Vegas always assumed there was a decent chance he would play, and then it happened yesterday, and then the line moved right back to 7, as you'd expect. But I think the takeaway was, even though the press was saying, oh, Brady's out for 4 games, oh, he's making a futile effort to beat this suspension, Vegas always believed he had a decent chance to beat it.
What about the odds of them winning the Super Bowl? Did that change?
Yes, but just modestly. So they were about, the Patriots, when he was suspended, about 10-1. So in the second tier of favorites, right now favored, co-favorite Seattle, 6-1. Packers, 6-1. Colts 8-1, and then the Patriots were in 10-1 range without Brady those 4 games. Now they're back to 8-1. So a small move, because again, 4 out of 16 games is a minority, but it was an upgrade for the Pats.
Is there a way in Las Vegas to place a bet on whether they will win with cheating or with not cheating? Is that an option?
Oh, I like it.
The Patriots, or
you know, I Vegas hates anything with subjectivity, right? So I think we could debate that one sometimes.
All right, let's talk college football because we'll have plenty of time this season to get into the pros, and I'm looking forward to that next Friday. For a lot of – you tell me. I guess I'll ask. Is it tougher to bet on college football because you're not – many people are not as familiar with the players, and there are a lot more variables in the game?
There's two answers to that question. If you are a contrarian bettor, that's what I am, NFL is best. So what does contrarian mean? It means the public gets excited about something. Oh, this guy had a great Monday night performance. He threw for 400 yards. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. So next year, the public is betting that team because they got a short memory, right? They saw that team look really good on Monday night, let's say.
Right.
Well, the flip side is a team gets blown out on Monday night. No one wants to bet them. To me, just like in the stock market, and I have a finance background, I want to fade the public bias. Because the public bets the NFL more than anything else, if you want to fade the public bias, you want to look at the NFL. In college football, the public bias isn't as strong because most people don't have strong opinions about many teams. Now, teams as big as USC, yeah, Notre Dame, they've got some public bias. But for the most part, you know, Utah, people don't have a really strong opinion. So in college football, it's about how much you know relative to how much other people know. It's about having extra information and being able to analyze that information better.
So that's not the contrarian.
No, that is just knowing more than the public. Where in the NFL, everyone knows pretty much everything because it's so well reported. It's just how you interpret that information. In college, it's about what you know that others don't.
We're talking to our friend RJ Bell on the line right now. He is the founder of pregame.com, talking about the college football season that begins this weekend. This is amazing on your site, by the way. Alabama enters the season having been favored in 68 straight games. They are currently favored in every game once again this season. So how would the average bettor, knowing that, make money just betting on Alabama this year?
Well, first off, it's just so stunning. I mean, think about it. 2009 was the last time Alabama was not favored in any game. I mean, 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, favored in every game. It's almost hard to believe. 68 straight. How do you take advantage of that?
Yeah.
I think you fade it because I think people are so used to Alabama being such a good team, they're very comfortable laying big numbers. I mean, sometimes, like even this weekend, they're 12-point favorites against Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a heck of a team. Now, I should have a caveat. I actually like Alabama this week. So I don't think you should fade Alabama this week. Mm-hmm. But I think in general, when a team is so popular and so dominant, the average fan, almost that NFL effect. We talk about how people get excited on Monday night. If a team does really well, they want to bet them the next week. Well, there's only a handful of college teams that generate that phenomenon. But I think Alabama is one of them. So you look to fade them because the average bettor, if you say you can have Alabama laying 17, or you can have team XYZ plus 17, the average bettor wants Alabama, which means there's a premium on Alabama. It's almost like a car that's red versus a car that's pink. The car that's red, if more people want it, that car is going to be a little bit more expensive in the used car lot. Alabama's an expensive team, and I want cheap teams.
Gotcha. All right. In our remaining minutes, RJ, what do you want to do? You want to talk about a couple of games you like for this weekend or just a couple of teams you're psyched about this season?
You know, let's talk about USC and UCLA, you
right,
know, and obviously a lot of local interest there. A lot of optimism for both teams. So if we look at just to win the national title, USC is and let me pull that up as we're talking here.
I think I've got 16-1, I think, on the
16-1. For USC on the national right. title, and a local Vegas bookie, actually at Bally's here in town, talked about that their biggest exposure is on USC, meaning if USC does win the title, that means that they lose, the bookies will actually lose, or at least this one will, in Vegas. So I think it's a sign that USC has a lot of support this year. Actually, there's only five teams with better odds than them: Ohio State, TCU, Alabama, Auburn, and then the fifth team is USC. So a lot of optimism about this program. And then you look at UCLA, they're up there too, 34-1. So both teams are amongst the top 10 or 12 favorites. And I think, you know, quite frankly, that hasn't been the case for a while.
How often is there a true surprise, a team that is, you know, one of these 75-to-1 teams that ends up winning the college championship? Does that ever happen, RJ?
You know, what you'll see is the odds of that actually will go up a little bit because of the playoffs. So let's think about how it was during the BCS era, right? It was two teams that would get to play each other. So what would happen is a team, let's say like a BYU, some older folks, and actually it's my birthday today, and I turned 45, so I'm starting to feel a little older, is I can remember back in 83, BYU had Jim McMahon, the quarterback that went to the Bears. They went undefeated and won the title, even though they didn't really play anyone tough. This was even before the BCS. But then during the BCS, you could go undefeated as a Boise or another team that's not a big, big, big team, and you wouldn't even make the BCS, right? So how do you win the title if you don't even get into the game? Well, now with four teams, there's a better chance that a team who, you know, like a Boise that might go undefeated can slip in, and now they just got to win those two games during the playoffs. So it's a long shot inherently. That's why they're 75-to-1 or 100-to-1. But I think the odds are a little bit better with four teams in the playoffs than it was prior to that.
Very interesting. A lot of great information up on the site at pregame.com, so you can get prepped for the college football season. Speaking of local teams, by the way, UCLA football's home opener versus the Virginia Cavaliers is going to be tomorrow at the Rose Bowl. We want to hook you up with a couple of pairs of tickets right now from the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. Callers 20 and 21 if you want to win those from K-Rock right now. RJ, happy birthday, my friend. We'll look forward to talking to you next Friday and all football season long.
Absolutely. Good thing next week we're going to have three picks a week, so not all the abstract talk, but picks that people can follow.
Super fun. Thanks, Arch.
Thank you.
By the way, you know, we just gave away those tickets for UCLA home opener this weekend. Congratulations to the Kevin and Bean listeners who won it. In the 9 o'clock hour this morning, we're going to give away tickets to the entire season.
Oh!
How about that? So if you're a college football fan, stick around. That is coming up here on K-Rock. Also, Matt Money Smith is joining us later as well, and we'll talk more about Force Friday. It's a big deal. Ralph, what's going on? You need some help.
Here's the great thing about Facebook. It lets you keep in touch with people from your past.
Okay.
Here's the bad thing about Facebook. It lets you keep in touch with people from your past.
Okay. So that sounds the same.
It does, but it isn't.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I firmly believe that there are people who come in and out of your life, right? And in some cases, in the natural order of things, those people would just be part of your past, and they would leave your life and fade away, and you'd have fond memories of those people.
Right.
But now we've monkeyed with nature. Now we've played God, and Facebook allows you to keep in touch with people from your past that, in a natural world, would have just gone the way of the dodo. Make any sense?
That is interesting. So you're saying pre-internet, a relationship would run its course, and that would be okay.
If you really loved that person so much, or they were such a great part of your life, whatever, you would stay in touch with them organically, right? You would just stay in touch. You would write letters or phone, or you would get together, you would visit, what have you. But now with Facebook, there's all this sort of artificially inseminated interaction that's happening, you know? It's like science has put us in a petri dish and forced us to spend time together where maybe we shouldn't be.
It sounds like you have somebody specific in mind.
I do. I've got an old friend of mine, and this is painful because this is a person that probably I would like to have kept in touch with and have through the magic of Facebook, but he was one of my best friends in junior high school and high school. There's about five of us who used to hang together. We were very tight. And we would hang out together, and he, in the day, was a funny guy. We used to booze together all the time. We would take trips down to the Jersey Shore in the summertime and hang out for weeks at a time. Great guy. Always liked him. Smart guy. Had a scientific bent. We always knew he was going to get into the science world. And just a great guy. Now, I moved from Philadelphia, where these were my friends when I was back in Philly, to Los Angeles. And I moved out here to pursue a career. And years go by. It's a lot of distance, 3,000 miles. So right. You check in maybe a Christmas card here, whatever. I didn't keep closely in touch with him, but we touched base. And then with Facebook, slowly but surely over the years, I've been noticing this increasingly, well, here's the thing. He found Jesus.
Okay.
Here's what happened. And because of that, there is, in some cases, a boatload of baggage that goes along with that, including wanting to vote for Mike Huckabee for president.
Okay.
And I find myself, and I try to stay apolitical for the most part on Facebook.
That's smart.
Because mostly for me, and I don't have a public page or anything, it's just me and some friends and some family, and I just use it to share pictures of the kid or whatever like that. But In this particular case, because of the Kentucky woman,
won't give out
the marriage licenses to the same-sex couples, despite whatever the Supreme Court said. I did post the video of her doing that, and I said, "Well, this is kind of, you know, damning evidence. They've got a camera on her, and she's saying no, she won't give them a license because."
And they say under whose authority? And she says, "God's."
And right. I was like, "Well, come on now." You know, this is America.
So you said, come on now. That was
more
your,
or less.
That was your comment. Okay.
And that's all it took. And then it began. And then this guy started saying, oh, you live in a sanctuary city where illegal aliens can run rampant.
Oh.
And you talk about following the letter of the law. Hypocrite. You're a hip. Jesus! And he started screaming for Jesus. And I think he got the stigmata. He started bleeding from his hand.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
That's odd.
And he
put you on blast.
He put me on blast. And it escalated to, and I would respond with something pithy like, well, let's make sure everybody has all of the same equal rights first. And then we can worry about the people who are getting too many rights later. How about that?
Right.
And I would just try to keep it
to deflect
and keep it pithy and just little short. Well, he would have none of it. He started cutting and pasting articles from things. And then the weird part is other friends of mine, current friends of mine, people who live here in Los Angeles,
right,
who I'm friends with on Facebook, who don't know this guy, start reading this. And now I'm getting embarrassed because this guy's one of my friends and he sounds like a loon. So they start jumping into the fray and they start giving him stuff. So he gets his friends in.
Oh, my God.
Thread degraded over the course of a day into such a bloodbath. It was just people
like internet comments do.
Sniping at each other and attacking, and it was disgusting and garbage to the point where he's comparing homosexuality to pedophilia, and other people are saying, get out of the country. And it was madness. And I said, now after all this, I think I gotta defriend him. I think I gotta cut him loose.
Right. So because why haven't you?
Because
he's one of his oldest and closest friends.
I have so many great memories and feelings towards the person he once was and the relationship we once had. It's sad. It would be so sad to me if that – I think that person is still inside there, and it would be sad to me if I had to cut that person out of my life forever because of his political bent or religious beliefs or whatever. And I try to be tolerant of all that stuff. I mean, I don't care what anybody believes religiously. But
you can still be friends with him.
I could still be friends with them, yes.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't get contentious or someone tries to inflict their beliefs on me or whatever, then it gets weird. But I think I have to, not only for my sake, but for – I'm like embarrassed now almost by my relationship with him because these other people, they don't know the guy he used to be and they don't know about the history we have together.
Right.
But friends of mine are saying, why are you friends with this guy? He seems like just a loon. And I don't feel like explaining myself. It just seems like maybe it's more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
So it pains me, but I think I have to cut one of my oldest friends out of my life via Facebook by defriending them. And I've never had to confront that before. I've never had to defriend anybody before on Facebook. Anybody I accept on Facebook, I did so, you know, thinking they'd be around.
Sure, of course.
If you went back to Philadelphia on vacation and met up with a group of the old gang to go drinking, and he was among that group, you guys would probably get along great, right?
Probably. As long as the conversation didn't
turn.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too, it always cheeses me off. This guy was a sweetheart of a guy, but he was kind of a wuss. You know, if he ever got in a confrontation with this guy, whatever, he'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He would just back down immediately. So it's like he's using that weird internet courage that some people get, especially people who are sort of on the weaker side.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They feel empowered by the anonymous aspect of it.
And they get off on the likes. Like, I should keep going.
Or they get off on the fury that they raise in other people.
Right.
And
absolutely.
I think this guy is getting that. He's getting off on, you know, people reacting to him and arguing with him for some reason. That's a thing that he enjoys. And I'm the opposite. I don't want to deal with any of that conflict.
Well, and you don't want Facebook to be stressful. The reason you have it is to add enjoyment to your life.
Yeah.
Not to get in there to fight.
So I just feel real bad about the fact that I'm conflicted. I mean, a lot of my friends, you know, say, just what are you doing? Just it's easy. Just defriend him. But for some reason, I'm having an issue with him. I'm having a hard time with it.
Do you need my help?
Well, when I go for sensitivity, right. Kevin, you are usually the guy I turn to. Yes, but
Thank
this being the case, I think
I'm here
for
you, Ralph.
I'm going to have to hash it out myself. Oh, I think right.
We thought it might be interesting to find. I'm sure Ralph is. I know Ralph is not alone in this. We thought it might be interesting to take your calls of who you've blocked on Facebook and why, or how you've been blocked on Facebook and why too.
You bastards!
Because I'm sure that has happened too. And by the way, when we come back, we've got to take a quick break. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. There is also a way that you can technically still be friends with him, but just not – you don't see his posts,
yeah,
right?
You can hide that. You can mute him. You never have to deal with him, but he'll still be considered your friend on Facebook. Say, well, that's the point of that. It's either you're all in or all out, right?
Yeah, why drop him if you can't hurt him at the same time? That's what I think. All right, we'll take your calls next. Look, you're up.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067.
The phone's
I love you.
Thank you, Doe. We're taking your calls on Blocked on Facebook. Who and why? Also, you can text us at the number 2KROQ. That's 25767. Ralph feels like he's going to have to stop following his one of his oldest and dearest friends from back east because it just is getting too crazy on the internet. You know, shouldn't there be two things, Ralph? One is something you wouldn't bring up at Thanksgiving dinner. You shouldn't bring up on your Facebook page.
Yeah, especially because, again, this guy was a very close friend of mine, but a long time ago, you know? So it's not like we're currently friends.
Right.
That would be different maybe if we were still very much in each other's lives and there was a balance to, you know, the occasional political conversation was balanced out by hanging out and getting loaded and watching the Eagles game or something,
right.
You know? But it just, maybe some friends aren't meant to last forever, I guess is what I'm
saying. I hear you. And I think thing two, and I think this goes for all internet comments, is if you wouldn't say it to that person in person, maybe don't write it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good rule of thumb, don't
you? You shouldn't be on the internet.
Yeah, no one would ever say anything on the internet.
That's true. Let's start with Penelope. She's in San Pedro. She's up first. She's on line one on the Kevin Amin Show. Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on, Penelope. What happened?
Hey, first of all, Ralph, just bite the bullet. I just, including my mother and sibling, just kicked off about 50 to 60 family members, like immediate aunts, uncles, cousins, friends of them.
50 or 60 people you just defriended from your family?
Oh, yeah. And we consider it immediate because we're Hispanic. So, we followed the law and did what we were supposed to do. They got upset. So they would stalk and get upset and say and just conspire with other people. So we had to block on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I think I even did my Pinterest to the point that we'd even block them on our phones. And we've even made a list of people that if they come near us, we will literally call the police because of how they acted with us. And just to top it off, the whole religious thing, at least half of them are proud Christians and Catholics. So there's that.
Mm-hmm. But look, I don't want anyone to misunderstand. Nobody's bagging on Christians or Catholics or anyone of any religion.
No.
You can believe whatever you want to believe. But like Ralph said, when you start getting in people's faces and start saying like really like cruel, outrageous, mean things, that's where all of a sudden you don't feel like you're friends anymore.
Exactly, and that's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. Exactly.
You're on an island, Penelope.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Wow, we got some good ones here. Let's go to Alex Corona, line 7. I think Alex speaks for a lot of people here. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I will unfriend you if you post more than one selfie a day, especially if you're ugly. If you're an ugly friend, tell me where you bought that mirror because I want one like that.
So you're saying as long as you're pretty, that's fine. But if you're ugly, no selfies.
I will unfriend you if you're pretty or ugly, but I'll friend you even faster if you're ugly.
Okay.
So you have no problem unfriending people.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
Well,
let's
that's
go
a whole
to.
Other
you got to draw the line.
You
got to draw the line.
Let's go to Diane, please. Santa Ana, line 5 up next, talking about blocking on Facebook and why. Hi, Diane.
Hi. So last night, I was up till 5 in the morning because someone decided to shun me for being an omnivore.
An omnivore meaning you eat everything.
And
yeah,
vegetables.
That I eat meat, like actual meat, you know?
Right.
And vegetables and fruit.
Initially, I posted something about how I cannot believe people, like women or people of color, can support Trump at the campaign.
Okay.
And she commented and she was like, yeah, I don't know why people that are against animal cruelty eat meat.
I think you started that one. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Look, here's my rule. No God, no politics. That's it. Nobody wants to know what you think.
I want to know what I think.
I'm not saying you don't want to
Diane
know.
Diane wants to know.
Diane,
what she
I'm okay. All right.
Thank you for the call, Diane.
Diane know what she thinks unless she reads her post on Facebook.
Here's what via text. I just lost it. It just moved. This is basically this guy was saying he's a lifelong Ducks fan, and he has to start blocking Kings fans who become dicks by busting him all the time about how much better the Kings are. And he just got to the point where it's just too much.
I imagine that happens a lot with sports.
Yeah, I think sports is one of those things for a lot of people. No. Sports is a religion. You know what I mean?
I avoid that by not having any friend who is a Dallas Cowboys fan or a Giants fan.
Well, that's a good rule. That's just good sense.
I won't make friends with them in the first place.
That's a solid rule.
Yeah, you shouldn't have friends in real life who are Cowboys fans either. I think we agree. No. All right, this is funny. Let's go to Julie, line 6, please. She's in Huntington Beach. You won't believe who got blocked on Facebook for what.
Hey, Julie.
Hello.
You got blocked or you blocked somebody?
I got blocked.
Oh, because? Right.
What happened?
Because I quoted Bobby Slayton on my Facebook page.
That'll do it.
That will do it.
You should have known.
He will cheese some people off.
Do you remember the quote?
Yes, I do. It was, with so many cleaning ladies coming out of Mexico, you think they'd pick a piece of crap up on their way over.
Wow.
Well,
and you said, hey, I'm going to repost that.
That sounds fun.
Again, that was just meant to be fun. That is on you, though. That is pretty much on you.
That's what we're finding out. Let's talk to Jacob, who says he gets blocked for a lot.
Jacob gets blocked a lot?
Yeah, that seems.
Well, he must be a peach of a guy.
Hey, Jacob.
No. I'm actually a really nice person.
Sure. Uh-huh. Why do you get blocked a lot?
Okay, so I'm very opinionated. I'm very hard-headed.
Right.
So when I see something, I post it and I post my opinion. And I don't know how to not do that. So Facebook has actually blocked me about 10 times. So I've actually had to make new email addresses just to make a new Facebook page.
Jacob, you sound awful.
I have bad news for you, Jacob. It's all you.
Jacob, that's you.
No, yes.
We're not asking you. We're telling you it's you.
You're an instigator, Jacob. You're a provocateur.
No, but I'm not, though.
You're a dick.
Yeah, Jacob,
you're a dick. If Facebook is blocking you numerous times and people are blocking you all the time, it means no one likes you, Jacob.
Well, no, I know that, but at least, you know.
Okay, I like him now.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:54.
I'm uncomfortable with Bean trying to get me to look at penis videos, quite frankly.
No, it's
pretty spectacular.
I'm not comfortable with
that. It's pretty spectacular.
I'm not okay with that.
Right, but I'm
going to talk to HR, and I think there needs to be another meeting. Get Don on the phone. Is Don on the phone? Don Lerney on the phone, please?
I didn't want to watch it either, but then Allie was watching it, and she was describing the play-by-play. It's the guy that we were talking about on the show a few days ago, the Mexican guy who has a 19-inch penis.
No, 19.
And there's actual video up at TMZ.com right now. He's got it wrapped, so you see no skin, but I mean, you're essentially seeing his penis. It's just wrapped.
He weighs his penis on a scale.
Who doesn't?
And he hits himself in the head with it. I mean, you've heard the joke about the human tripod. This guy actually looks like a human tripod. It's frightening. It's a medical oddity. It is not fun. There is such thing as too big.
His legs are only 19 inches long. He actually looks like a tripod.
Anyway,
he's got problems.
That's at TMZ.com. Hey, listen.
What?
This is a banner day on the Kevin and Bean Show today. What's the date today? Today's the 4th of September. I want people to remember this because coming up next after Ralph's show, Bisbee, we're going to say something nice about beer month.
That's right.
We're going to say something nice about beer month coming up after 8. First, though, what's going on with you, Ralph?
Speaking of being September 4th, happy birthday, Los Angeles.
Right?
Los Angeles was settled on this day back in 1722.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the paperwork in front of me.
I'm sorry, when?
I don't have the paperwork here in front of me, but some odd 250 years ago or so.
Okay.
1781.
1781. Mm-hmm. There you go. Happy birthday, L.A. Woo! I love L.A. We love it! Probably would have been better with the actual song, but come on, it's L.A.'s birthday.
Right.
What reason do you have to celebrate more than Los Angeles celebrating its founding? This is the mothership. This is the teat that we all are nurtured by.
Right. Right.
Thank you, Los Angeles, for everything you've given to us.
Right.
Your bountiful cornucopia.
Said nobody ever.
Oh, come on. See, Bean left, man. But we're still here. We're still fighting the good fight. Robert Pattinson may not be that bad a guy after all. Apparently, he was at the Culloden Hotel in Belfast, Northern Ireland, having a cocktail, as you're wont to do when you're in Belfast at a pub. And there was a bridal party working their way through the pub in the hotel, and they were on their way, as you can imagine, to a wedding, and they invited him to come join the festivities once they recognized who he was. So the real-life Edward Cullen was nice enough to get off his bar stool and go in and say hi to the bride and groom, posed for photographs, had drinks, and
that's
apparently
pretty cool.
made the night of the young couple. So he did a very nice thing for people.
That's pretty cool.
I'm surprised he... Well, maybe because he had a couple in him, he wasn't as sullen as he usually is, and he was able to actually have some fun. But that was a nice thing for him to do.
That's become a thing lately with wedding pictures that included Will Ferrell recently. We had a Bill Murray story not long ago. Now your wedding sucks if you don't get a celebrity in the photo.
Extra pressure. Even more pressure. You may remember the passing of Amanda Peterson, star of Can't Buy Me Love, very popular movie from the 80s. They finally got her... tox results back from the autopsy, and apparently she died from an accidental overdose of morphine.
Which is cool.
I don't think it's cool
at all. Apparently she was attempting to self-medicate her pain at the time of her death, and people say it was an accident, but she did have a history of substance abuse, so that's sad news.
Mm-hmm.
While we're talking about nice people doing nice things, Ronda Rousey in the news. She has accepted the invitation from Lance Corporal Jared Hashert to attend the Marine Corps Ball.
That's nice of her.
Lance Corporal Hashert put it out there, invited her to go, and she said yes, she would. She's the only woman who can accept an invitation from a bunch of Marines and not have to worry about her safety. A bunch of loaded Marines at the Marine Corps Ball. She's as safe as in her mother's arms. Nothing is going to happen to her.
I do feel she has ninja skills and she could take on 30 of them if she had to.
She is Wonder Woman, more or less. And finally, Meatloaf is getting back in the studio. That's right, Meatloaf.
Tell me.
Meatloaf is putting together a new album. He's putting the old team back together again.
Thank God. Jim Steinman?
Jim Steinman, who wrote all the songs on his legendary album, Bat Outta Hell. You remember that album? It was still one of the greatest best-selling albums of all time.
That's the album where this came from.
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
No, that's not the case at all. Mm.
Kevin is the guy, you'll recall, Ralph, who... somehow doesn't like Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Yeah, I can't understand that.
Which is, there's no explanation for that that breach of judgment.
Well, I can't just not like a song?
No.
Not that one.
Not that song.
Okay.
No, that song is required. Everyone loves that song. Everyone.
Ellen Foley, who did the duet with him.
Take it easy.
On that song. She's back on this album.
Oh, thank God.
Carla DeVito, who he's done duets with the past, she's also singing up on this album.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
What's wrong
people
with you?
Legendarily a part of the Bat Outta Hell album.
Meatloaf, bigger and better than ever. And by the way, he is in better voice than ever. Here's a little piece of Meatloaf singing live. Remember that smash hit song, I Will Do Anything for Love? I will do anything for
love. Yes, was that him?
Love.
Sure.
Yeah,
yes.
It was
okay.
Him. All right. Here he is singing it live, and I'm telling you, I can't wait for this new album because he just sounds like he's in top form.
Sooner or later, you'll be screwing around.
I won't do this.
Hey.
Oh, I won't do anything for love. Oh, I won't do anything for love. Oh, I won't do anything for love. But I won't do that.
Wait for it.
Jesus.
Zero for effort,
Zero
for style, zero for star quality, and you know what? I'm being generous.
Yeah.
So...
Saying maybe...
Wow. Maybe not?
Maybe it's time for Meatloaf just to let it go.
They still got it!
You only get so much wear out of a Meatloaf. Sometimes you got to clean out the fridge. you got to open that tin foil and say, really?
Yeah, and start smelling the place up.
Yeah, it might be time to go and get rid of it. Go in the bin.
But they can fix that in post, though, can't they, Ralph?
I don't think they've invented a machine yet that can fix that in post.
That was rough.
That was real.
That was real. That was happening. That happened. And that poor girl he's got on stage with, she's just singing her heart out. She sounds great. Then he goes...
He had a good run.
He had a good run.
He had a good run.
He had his time in the sun.
Let's leave it at that.
Let's all remember Meatloaf the way we'd like to remember him. Not as he is, but as he was. I'm going to defriend him from Facebook. Today's celebrity birthdays, Dr. Drew Pinsky, ladies and gentlemen. You know him. You love him. You can't live without him. 57 years old today. Mark Ronson, music producer, turns 40. Wes Bentley, he's dreamy. He's 37. Max Greenfield from New Girl, 35 years old. Beyonce, 34 years old. Whitney Cummings, he's 33. Did you give Whitney Cummings more bells than you did Beyonce?
Yeah.
I mean, I just hit them both a bunch.
He does love her a lot.
We all love her.
But Bean's a little,
you know why? Because
a little too much.
She's beautiful, right? Beautiful woman, but she's also super smart and,
right,
and super funny. And
we all agree with
plus,
that, right?
And I'm just saying that just makes her even hotter.
We all agree with that, but you're putting a little stink on it.
Why? Stink. Just because I like her so much?
There's a little stink coming from you.
And Beyonce, too, is hysterical. I don't know if you've ever seen her stand up, but she is also.
So clever.
I saw her at Sir Laughs-A-Lot, I think, which is down in San Marcos, and boy, she just crushed it in that room. Came up and did a 40-minute chunk on airplane food.
Oh, it's best.
No idea.
And singer James Bay is 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Less than 60 minutes away from your chance to win tickets to every UCLA home football game this year. Giving that away this morning here on the Kevin Amin Show. Hey, Beer Mug.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
Chilling like a villain.
Your Instagram account is pretty sweet, dude. I got to be honest. You know, we are very critical of you, and you have taken it all in good humor on the years you've been on the Kevin Amin Show. Because we've piled on you pretty bad for... You know, for your hygiene and for your interviews and for
fat.
your get rich quick schemes fat. And how you won't give any of us an Uber ride even though you claim to be an Uber driver. We've mocked you for a lot of things. But I got to be honest, your Instagram page is on point.
Well, I appreciate all those kind words and the praise, you guys.
Like the picture that you just posted where you're in your Dodgers hat.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on the stool and you say, and you put, take me out to the ball game, Dodgers number one fan.
Sure.
That's nice. It's like a little behind-the-scenes look at what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
A lot of relevant photos, pithy captions. You seem to be updating it regularly. I just want to say it's a good reflection on you and on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Super
positive. The way you
positive.
Interact with your fans. Very positive.
Super
positive.
A lot of likes, and we just want to call you in and say, job well done, my friend. Job well done. Like the picture of My Little Pony.
Yeah.
It's a cat holding the Pop-Tart, and it says, this is how I feel inside. Yeah. And then you wrote... Enough said.
Yeah.
Like, right? that really got to me.
It was enough said. Right?
Chills. I got chills.
All
pretty
kind,
sweet.
All kind words, you guys.
Yeah. And then when you put up the picture of Costa Mesa Nissan, you're like, hey, you guys know you love my commercials. Turn them up to 11.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, Muggs is feeling good.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that kind of positivity. I feel like you're doing good work. And we just want to take a second to say... Although we mock you most of the time, you're doing good work on Instagram.
So
all that good stuff you just said was not done.
When you're on American Ninja Warrior, you had that picture up there. That's pretty sweet. I like that.
None of it was done by
me. The one with donuts where you're looking at donuts like, hold on.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Hold on.
Donuts. I'm going to eat donuts.
Mugs. Yeah. Say it again, Mugs. I'm sorry. I missed it. What?
None of it is mine.
What?
Huh?
That's not my Instagram.
Come again?
It's not my Instagram account.
What's the name on the Instagram account, Kevin?
It's K-Rock Beer Mug.
Well, that's K-Rock Beer Mug.
That's your Twitter account.
Dude, we're giving you props, for God's sakes. What's going on?
I would love to take the props, except I...
Remember the picture where he's wearing the CrossFit shirt?
Oh, my God.
His belly's
so
sticking
cute.
Out.
And he goes,
and he wrote, I'm sexy and I know
right?
it.
And we're
come
like,
on.
We do know.
It's there.
Yeah.
So congratulations. We're really proud of you.
Not my Instagram account. Doing good work? Not mine. Not mine.
No, we're
guys.
Talking about yours, K-Rock Beer Mug.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
That's not me. I don't control it.
But these
Who
are
does?
All your pictures.
These are pictures
sure,
of
they
you.
Are. But the person writing the captions, not me. Not posting, not anything. Not even running it. Don't even have control of it.
Why
so
would
you've
you
hired
this?
Somebody to do an Instagram account
well,
for you?
Well, you should congratulate them then because they're doing good work. And whatever
they
you're
really
paying
are.
Them, I feel like it's worth it.
Yeah. Not so much
even
as...
Even just for the nuff said. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, that one really got me.
Yeah.
Not so much as they volunteered to do
Oh, they're
it.
Doing it for free. Man.
Yeah.
You should
like an
totally.
Intern.
That's great.
Except
That's
I've
nice.
Never even talked or communicated with this person. I have no idea who it is.
This is a stranger who's just using your name on the internet? To make you look good?
Exactly.
That's not what the internet's for.
It's crazy talk.
That's right, the opposite of what the internet's for.
What about the picture of you in Vegas in front of the MGM Grand?
Sure, that's me in Vegas in front of the MGM Grand.
Mayweather Pacquiao.
I was there.
Fight. Hey, need one.
I might have
that
taken.
That was a sweet.
Might have taken that picture, Kevin.
And then you sent it to the guy to post.
No. It never sent it to him.
So he's not he or she is not photoshopping you into these pictures.
Nope.
These are actual real pictures of you taken from other social media?
Yes, precisely.
Why do you steal them from other social media?
No, that doesn't make any sense. No.
You said you took some pictures.
No, right? Yeah, but okay. They're from mine. They're from my Twitter or the Kevin and Bean Twitter or the Facebook or whatever. Uh-huh. They're taken off that and put on this
Instagram. Well, that seems
Instagram.
Lazy. I got to be honest. I thought you were doing some good work.
Well, no.
It feels lazy.
I had no choice in the matter, Kevin, before I could even realize that this wasn't me, obviously.
Well said.
Thank you. Thank you, Chip. This is not me. It's not
you at all.
Look, the person does it. Whoever it is.
The picture of you sitting on the toilet. I'm pretty sure that
is
you.
That is me. And Christine,
that was
Christine
you.
Took
I
it.
I knew it.
Yeah, see. That.
I knew it.
Well, we already established that, Kevin. That is me.
Right.
Christine took that picture, but then whoever this person is screen capped that picture and put it on this K-Rock beer mug.
What do you suppose is going on here, Muggs?
I think somebody is living vicariously through me, which, hey, I'm flattered. And thank you for all your wonderful work, whoever this person is. Great work you're doing. But I would like to kind of control my own social media, if that's okay.
Meaning you want to ruin this Instagram account?
How dare you? How dare you? I mean, look, like I said, whoever it is, doing a great job. Nothing malicious. Mm-hmm.
The opposite, really.
Really,
the really opposite. Nice stuff.
It's really nice, and in a sense, he's kind of working for me for free. I haven't even communicated with him once.
Why do you say him?
How do you get somebody to do that for free and you don't even meet him? That's crazy.
They volunteered.
You are an amazing human being. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you're making that happen. That's great.
I mean,
you don't even have to pay him.
No. Which is great.
That's really nice.
But I would like to start Instagramming sometime in 2015. Since Instagram has been out for, 6 years? Seven?
You can be the other K-Rock beer mug.
We'll see.
Use that as your name.
Yeah.
Have you contacted this person, him or her?
To say congratulations, you're doing great
work.
Awesome. No, but if they're listening, thank you for doing great work. You're awesome, very nice. But I
got to be honest, the picture that you posted in the Dodgers stuff, though, it looked a lot like the picture I took.
Like, exactly. It just cropped a little bit.
I think.
Exactly the picture you took, Kevin.
Huh. Yeah.
In fact, it probably was on that Instagram account a day after you took it.
Hmm. Wow. Can we get your guy?
Hey, he does good work.
Yeah, because I feel like we're a little behind. Can we get your guy to work for us?
I don't know who it is.
Hook us up, man.
I would hook you guys up. I don't know who this person is. If it's a he, a she, a he, she, I don't know.
Well done.
I mean.
You do good work. That's what we're saying.
Well, look, if.
We're saying you do good work.
It's not me.
Just say you're welcome. Or thank you, or whatever you're supposed to say.
Thank.
Whichever part of the conversation is supposed to be your saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been speaking. I spent a couple of days in Los Angeles for some meetings this week, and I had the great pleasure while driving around in the afternoons to listen to our friends Petras and Money over there on AM 570. Matt, you put on a very entertaining show.
Far too kind. I like to think it's a stupid show that stupid people enjoy.
Well, you're right.
Broadcasting from Dodger Stadium all last week, it was super interesting. But the reason we have Matt on now is because we're getting into football time, and Matt, among his many duties, is a fantasy analyst for the NFL Network. When is your show on, Matt?
The show on the network, we've been doing it on the .com now for about a month because of all the drafts, but we will start on Monday. I host Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. But it's a six-day-a-week show. Sunday it goes on the Red Zone Network every other day. It's 2 p.m. our time here on the West Coast on NFL Network.
All right. I know this is a tough question for you to answer, but there are some people whose eyes just rolled up in their head when they heard the words fantasy football. Why should we care?
Well, I guess if you like to roll with the masses, reason NFL football is currently America's favorite form of entertainment really is due in great large because of the popularity of fantasy football. 50 million players and growing play fantasy football. It's a way to connect with multiple generations. You know, grandfathers are playing with grandkids and bosses are playing with workers. It's proletariat and bourgeoisie, just rubbing elbows. That's football.
So football's popular because of fantasy, not the other way around.
I think the growth in popularity is due, yes, in large. Well, look, it's three things. One, it's an awesome game to watch.
Right.
Two, gambling, legitimate, you know, bet the spread type future payments gambling. And three, fantasy football. And I think probably fantasy football has surpassed the actual gambling part of it, which is no slouch, you know, the fact that people bet on football.
And I know when we've talked to you in years past, Matt, you say that a lot of people maybe have been scared off of fantasy football because they feel like, hey, I like football. I'm a casual fan or even a real, you know, even a true fan, but I don't have the time to research all the players. There's a lot of ways to kind of get into it where the system will do the work for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have these daily games now, you know, where you can just play the Thursday night football game. You can play the Sunday night football game. You can just play a single Sunday and try to piece together the best look. Listen, Allie, you and your stupid super fan Pat's crap, you want to play fantasy? Do this. On their bye week, play a daily fantasy league that Sunday. So you're not cheering against your poor Patriots. You're just cheering for your
team. Bringing the heat. Real personal.
Bringing the heat.
Real personal.
I like it.
I follow her Twitter feed.
Yeah, it's
I
annoying,
know she's
right?
judging me and my fantasy relationship, and I don't appreciate it, Allie.
All right, what are your what do you want to tell us today, Matt? What do you want to, as we head into a new season and people have stars in their eyes, hey, I'm going to have so much fun, I'm going to win so much money. What are some things that you want them to be aware of?
In the in terms of fantasies or in terms of actual legitimate on the turf gridiron football?
Fantasy. We're talking fantasy now.
Okay. I would say, well, I started there with the dailies. You know, I mean, the fact that if you did not get into one of these season-long fantasy leagues with people at work or friends from college or your family that's scattered across the United States, the nice thing is with all these multiple sites, you can now play a weekly league and maybe then find yourself in fantasy next year. The great thing about fantasy is every year someone new sticks their head up, you know, and really nobody would care who Kelvin Benjamin is, you know, even though he's out this year with a knee injury. But last year he was one of these rookie receivers with Mike Evans. And I think what it ends up doing is making you, believe it or not, kind of a better football fan because no one's paying attention to the Buccaneers last year. But if you did, I mean, you saw one of the most impressive wide receiver performances of the season that was overshadowed by Odell Beckham because he wears sticky gloves and jumps and snatches balls out of the air with one hand. But Mike Evans was ridiculous. I mean, it was like watching Jimmy Graham times 10 because he's 6'5", 225 pounds, and no one can cover him. And they have these crappy quarterbacks that can't throw a pass, just lob it in his direction. And he makes fools of cornerbacks going up to snatch balls like that out of the air. So that's what's kind of fun, and that's what, you know, with rookies this year, maybe you don't care about the Rams, but maybe you do because they're going to move back to L.A. next year. Watch Todd Gurley. You know, if you didn't pay attention to the SEC last year, this guy, Todd Gurley, I know we always say it about running backs, but he really is the closest thing we've seen to Adrian Peterson since Adrian Peterson. He is that big, that strong, that nasty, and that fast, and that's a reason to now pay attention to the Rams.
All right, let me ask you this personal question. I'm not trying to be a Seattle Seahawks homer here, but Tyler Lockett is the most impressive thing I saw in this preseason for any team. I'm in love with this guy. How's he looking?
He is. I mean, the thing about Seattle is, you know, they have had a dearth of pass catchers since Russell Wilson arrived. I mean, that's why you're throwing to guys like Lockett.
Sure.
And Doug Baldwin. And the thing about Tyler Lockett is if you're a UCLA football fan, you know that name because you saw what he did to you at Kansas State. And even though, you know, he's obviously got the bloodlines, his father played in the NFL for a number of years. And he, I would expect, along with Jimmy Graham, who's awesome in the red zone, that he's, you know, now going back to the fantasy thing, that's someone I would take like a 15th round flyer on and expect he and Russell Wilson to find some pretty sweet chemistry there by about week 4 or 5.
So exciting. Hey, we have a Chip, what's the deal on the Kevin Abina fantasy? We're all filled up, right?
Yeah, me and Dave have a league with listeners, and we did that yesterday. But we draft on Tuesday, I believe.
How many leagues are you in, Matt?
I am in four.
Four leagues.
Well, I'm required to be in two, and you know, through the NFL Network, which, by the way, I am the defending champ. I would like to point out.
Oh, so, wow!
This guy right here is not just a smile and a suit and a host.
He, and glasses.
He put in glasses because his left eye has gone blind on him at the age of 42. But I put it to these so-called experts. You know, I said, "Hey, listen, you want to give me about a year to figure this thing out and research? I promise you, I will dominate this league for years to come." So I already have my first title, having lost in the Super Bowl three times And now I feel pretty good about a run of dominance that is going to begin, and they're all going to hate me even more than they already do.
All right. Very exciting time as the season begins 6 days from now, but fantasy football is up and running. One more time, Petros. One more time, Money. When can people follow you for the NFL Fantasy Live?
NFL Network. It is 6 days a week, Monday through Friday. It runs at 2 p.m., and I am the host on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And before I put a period at the end of that sentence, I'm putting an ellipsis and saying, pay
can't
the
hear
effing
you.
Man.
Break it up. Out of time.
He's saying, pay the man.
Yeah. You lost,
you know what?
Bean.
He's saying, pay the effing
phone
man.
Phone connection.
I don't know what happened.
You mother effer. I heard him. I hear him fine.
Thanks, Matt. Have a great weekend, man.
Again, for the 12th time.
See you, buddy.
We've got a lot of good guests coming through the Red Bull Sound Space. Panic at the Disco is this coming Wednesday.
I love those guys.
You can win your way in all this week on the Furious 5 at 9. You can also go to krock.com to the contest page, and you can follow KROQ on Instagram if you'd like to win your way in to see Panic at the Disco.
What is happening right now? What am I hearing? What is happening?
Where are you?
Roland?
Yes. Where are you?
We're on the air. We're doing our show. Where are you?
You're a fool.
Where are you?
I'm at the store. It's Force Friday.
It is Force Friday, sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
Force
we heard
Friday!
About that.
Right.
Yes.
Force Friday!
Right, we know. We actually, Roland, you probably weren't listening today, but you'll be happy to know that we actually mentioned Force Friday on today's show. We made a shout-out.
Mentioned it?
Yeah, we mentioned that the new Disney, the Disney Episode 7 toys were out today.
Yes, so why aren't you down here buying them?
Well, I mean...
Everything's going. It's madhouse. It's a madhouse. Hold on a second. I need 7 more BB-8s, please. I'm sorry, we're sold out of that. Go on, go look at it back!
Oh, no. Is that the droid that everybody seems to love so much?
Oh!
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Oh, I love BB-8. Oh, BB-8 is my favorite character in the Star Wars universe. He's my favorite. I love
him. But
it.
You haven't even seen the movie yet. You don't even know if you'll like him. He could be another Jar Jar Binks for all you know.
They told me I love it, and I love it.
Roland, a lot of people were lining up as early as like 2 in the afternoon yesterday.
Yeah,
what time did you get there?
Stupid.
Yeah.
I started lining up in June.
Oh.
how old are you, Roland? I don't know that we've ever asked that question.
That's a rather personal question, I think.
You got to be
a 37-year-old man.
Okay. So does there come a time where maybe you don't need all the toys? Like you can just go to the movie, enjoy the Star Wars, but then just go home and do something else.
I can't find the fitted sheet in a single. Do you have a single or just twins? We're out of that too. I need a single for my bed.
Oh, you have such a tiny bed, Roland.
Well, it's big enough for one.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess what I'm saying is, do you ever outgrow needing to collect Star Wars toys?
Do you ever outgrow food? Do you ever outgrow oxygen?
I feel like both of those are different in that.
Yeah, those are essential.
Yes,
you need those to live.
You can do without oxygen and food for a while. You're right. But I can't do without the First Order Stormtrooper Deluxe Nerf Blaster set from Hasbro.
I don't know. Again, you're 37 years old. Is that the type of thing you'll just put on a shelf and keep in the packaging and you hope to sell one day to profit? Is that why?
Don't be stupid. You buy one to keep in the package and one to play with.
Okay. You're actually going to play with
them. Oh, lights
in. I'm Kylo Ren. I don't know who he is, but I'm him.
Now, is this unusual, Roland, for the toys to come out so much before we've had a chance to see those characters in the films?
Unusually awesome, if that's what you mean.
Well, but you don't know anything about Kylo Ren.
It doesn't matter. I've seen a picture of him.
Okay.
And he's going to be in the movie.
Right.
So, Disney Store, Walmart, Target, Toys R Us. You can also buy them online at Amazon. Did you go to all of those stores, Roland?
I've been to all of them. I'm in Kohl's right now.
Kohl's?
Yeah. Kohl's?
Hey,
what are they?
Where's the Star Wars dinnerware?
We just sold the last set.
I need dinnerware!
106.7 K-Rock.
Oh, man. Oh. Whatever.
Hey!
Whatever. Just F tradition, I guess. That's what you're saying. Man, right, get on with it. Get on with it.
We have a moment with. We have tickets.
Go ahead. Do your thing. Just do it.
I'm going to give away some tickets for UCLA.
No, this is exciting.
Did I ruin it all?
Yes.
No, it's fine.
All right. Just go home.
All right. No, this is going to be good,
point.
You guys.
There's no point.
Give us a call. Hold on.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067.
I love you.
Thank you, Joe. Call now if you would like tickets to every UCLA home football game for the season that starts this Saturday at the Rose Bowl. This is the real deal, you guys. Ralph, how are we giving them away? Or how much do you want to tell about the kinds of calls we're looking for right now?
You just have to, you know, how much do we want to give away? If we give away too much, then they'll just go online and start.
Yeah, I don't think we want to give much away.
Just be a fan. Just be a UCLA fan. That's all you need to do.
All right. UCLA fan, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Give you a chance to win those tickets just after 9. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's up?
Before I get to the beat, let me just say, live by the sword, die by the sword, right?
Sure.
Which means?
Let me read you a quick email, Kevin, that you might enjoy.
Okay.
Hey, you guys. Join us in Wish 2, Kevin and Bean Show regulars, the happiest birthdays ever. Whitney Cummings and Dr. Drew. Two sexy beats.
That's two mistakes.
In one tweet.
Two mistakes in one tweet.
Join us in Wish.
Jeez, Kevin.
Two Kevin and Bean Show regulars, the happiest birthdays ever. Whitney Cummings and Dr. Drew. Two sexy beats. Kevin,
guys,
come on
was...
now. You have
Stop
to,
it.
You have I was, to I check. Didn't... You have to spell check your tweets before you send them. How many times have we
Ridiculous.
Said that? You look like a dope when you put out a tweet like that. It's a bad reflection on all of us, and people read it, and they say, what's that mean?
And don't I read it before I put it up?
Come on, right?
Kevin,
what's
wrong with you? I give it the once over.
If only there was some way to check your tweets before you hit the send button. You think the technology would be created so that would be possible before you actually post your tweets?
Kevin, I've had it.
I don't blame you, Rodney. I'd be angry if he tweeted that, too. Unfortunately, that was me. This was Bean. That was
what?
Very impressive. Very impressive. Yeah, I wrote that one and put it up while we were on the air. I think it was where we were talking to Matt about the fantasy
about
football. And perhaps I should have waited a moment and given that just a once-over before I posted it. I'm embarrassed and I accept your scorn and I apologize to the nation.
At least you're giving the show its due. You're paying attention.
We were talking to that guy about something.
What you're doing on the live radio as well as Twitter. This way you can just not really pay attention to two things at once. That's great.
I am reading throughout most of the show, by the way,
right.
while we were on the air. So, well, I did drop the ball this time, and I feel terrible. Let me tell you something,
Don,
by
Don
the way.
Might say it's showing. Don on the phone, he might say that lack of attention may be starting to bleed through on the air.
Let me say to you that I have a little bit more sympathy to what it's like to be Kevin, and it is no fun. It is not a good feeling.
Yeah.
It is not cute.
I only do that on about 100% of my tweets.
That's true.
In my defense.
You only do it every time.
Right.
Unlike Bean, who does it one in a thousand.
Correct.
Yeah. Is Don on the phone?
Yeah, see? Don's upset because of what we've done now.
I don't blame him.
Hey, this is good news. Showtime is putting together, finally, a series about Teddy Roosevelt. Thank God. I've been saying for a long time now, where's that Teddy Roosevelt series I've been waiting for?
I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
Kevin, you know me.
That.
I'm all about the Bull Moose Party.
I've never heard of that either.
I'm all about... Kevin, of course, you know the Bull Moose
Party.
Sure,
of course, yeah. It's a party where they eat bull and moose. I have no idea what that is. I've never heard of that.
Maybe you should watch the series.
No.
Showtime's putting it together to talk about our youngest ever president. Did you know he was our youngest ever president?
He was younger than Barack Obama?
Yep.
He was younger than Barack Obama?
Both of those things are true. Paul Giamatti, however, is going to play Teddy Roosevelt. Now are you in?
Great casting.
Good. Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Now I might be in.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Showtime, so look forward to that. I was a little surprised to see that they're going to tread out good old Teddy, but...
I am surprised, too, because PBS does so many of those types of shows. You know what I mean? It just doesn't seem like Showtime would do it, but all right.
Oh, wait a minute. Can't correct it.
Oh, no.
What?
PBS already did a series on Roosevelt in which Teddy, played by Paul Giamatti, had a large part. So he played Teddy Roosevelt in the PBS series.
But that's already done.
Yeah.
That's already done. So Paul Giamatti apparently not playing Teddy Roosevelt in the Showtime series. I misspoke
regarding
the casting.
Yeah, because I watched that special. That was called The Roosevelt, and it was about the whole family.
Yeah, which one was Bull Moose?
that was
the original
Teddy.
One?
That was
or?
Teddy.
Teddy, okay.
Teddy hit it up the Bull Moose party.
All right.
And you're right, Ralph. He was the youngest person to assume office at age 42. He became president after William McKinley was assassinated. Boy, bad week for William McKinley, man. At first he loses the mountain. Now he's losing the show.
By the way, see, Trump insists that if he becomes, when he becomes president, he's going to change the name of Denali back to Mount McKinley. Damn it.
Well, I mean, you got to take care of the big stuff.
Right?
The
important stuff. He's got his priorities straight. It's all about Oreos and mountains for him. He knows where the fan base, where his base lies. Janet Jackson's got a new album she's going to release on October the 2nd. There are 17 new tracks, including collaborations with Missy Elliott, J. Cole, the entire album produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, which, of course, you know, was the super team that made her a monster hit maker back in the 1980s. So she's getting the band back together and hoping for similar success. Is there room in the world for new Janet Jackson music, or are there already so many artists who are doing what she did in the 80s that no one's going to be interested?
I feel like she got boring even then when she had a career.
There's certainly no shortage of R&B dance music either. Right. There's not a void she can fill. So, I think whether people will show up or not.
People will be interested to hear it, and if it's great, it'll stick.
You're going out on a limb saying if she makes great music, people will
No, I mean, that's to answer your question. Is there room for Janet Jackson? There is if the song is great. If the song is just okay, I don't think anyone's going to care that much.
I hear what you're saying.
Do you?
Nope. Tori Spelling is suing Benihana. Me too. I once got a shrimp right in the eye. That's not true. I love Benihana. I'm not suing you, Benihana.
Why is she suing?
She's slapping them with a civil suit because back in April, she fell on hibachi.
Whoa!
How is it their fault, by the way? If you're a dumbass and you fall on the searing hot hibachi grill... That's
on you, right?
That Hosato is cooking my steak on. That's on you.
I would think so.
She fell over onto the grill and suffered deep second and third degree burn injuries.
Ralph.
Second 30 degree burns, right?
Ralph?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Isn't it?
No, son.
I felt like.
Nope.
Are you sure?
Not yet.
Okay.
Another hour.
She says she has a stack of medical bills and wants compensation for lost wages. Yes, she's missing out on all those acting roles that she would have gotten if she hadn't been sizzling at Benihana's.
Did she do this for her reality TV show? Is that what it is? It's just a plot point? Or
have the cameras ready. I'm going to take a dive.
Is that on Jackass?
That would be an awesome show, though, for Tori Spelling.
Just to see how injured she can get?
Yeah, right.
So no word on how much she's suing for, but she wants some money. Damn it. Sure. How dare you leave those hot grills lying around there at Benihana's where anyone can just fall on them?
Does sound dangerous.
Oh, man. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dr. Drew celebrates his 57th
birthday. He's a sexy beat.
Oh, he's a sexy beat.
That's all I read.
Mark Ronson is 40 years old. Wes Bentley's 37. Max Greenfield, 35 years old. Singer Beyonce is 34. Whitney Cummings is 33. Another sexy beat. James Bay is 25. And the city of Los Angeles celebrates... It's 234th birthday today. Happy birthday, City of Angels. Los Angelinos! I'm Ralph Garman.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California.
College football. By the way, if you weren't listening earlier, we did talk to our friend RJ Bell from pregame.com in Las Vegas. You definitely want to check that out on the podcast. He talked about some ways you can make money betting on college football this season. It kicks off this weekend. UCLA is playing the Virginia Cavaliers at the Rose Bowl. That's their opening game. But how'd you like to go to all of UCLA football's home games at the Rose Bowl this season to see Arizona State come to town and Cal and Washington State and so much more? We got that for you right now. Plus, the first game for tomorrow also includes two sideline passes and two passes to the Blue Moon Club there at the Rose Bowl. So this is a pretty sweet deal. This thing must be worth thousands of dollars, I would imagine, right, Ralph?
I would think so.
Yeah.
$127,000. We've done the math.
Wow. So yeah. We asked for Bruins fans. We got Bruins fans on the line. Let's play Famous Bruins.
Oh, football, gone for so long, and that's just really wrong, because football's the best, and we have season tickets that you can win. This is Famous Bruins.
Football!
So that's a thing.
That's the theme song for the Famous Bruins?
Well, I mean, it is.
Look, not every single's a hit, right? In life.
This is a deep cut, though.
This is a bonus track.
All right, Ralph, the game is called Famous Bruins. The contestants are lined up. I assume I know what it is, but why don't you tell them what you're going to be doing here?
I will describe for you a famous alum of UCLA. I'll give you a brief description. You just need to name that famous Bruin. It couldn't be more simple.
Okay, I like it.
Start with Manny and Van Nuys. Hi, Manny.
Hey.
Hey, Manny. Here's your famous Bruin. Listen carefully. This professional basketball player played 20 seasons in the NBA for the Milwaukee Bucks and, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers, but he originally started the league as Lou Alcindor. Who is this famous Bruin?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Boom! Yeah.
You are in the drawing,
In the drawing.
He didn't get that.
Just that simple.
Jennifer in Castaic. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning, Jennifer. This famous Bruin is an actor, producer, comedian, singer, known primarily for comedy films like School of Rock and Nacho Libre, and as the voice of Kung Fu Panda.
Jack Black.
Boom.
Correct.
That's how that goes.
Let's go to Nathan in Fullerton. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Nathan. This singer, songwriter, and poet was one of the most iconic rock frontmen of the 1960s and was sometimes referred to as the Lizard King.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
What did Jim Morrison need a college education for, by the way?
He didn't know he was going to be Jim Morrison.
That's a good point.
He went to UCLA for film.
Really?
Yeah. That's where he met Ray Manzarek, and they decided to form a band out of college. So.
Boom. Right, dropping some knowledge, Ralph. Some Doors knowledge.
I was a hardcore Doors fan back in the day.
Move on to Tim in Los Angeles. Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
Hey, Tim. This NFL quarterback played 12 consecutive seasons with the Dallas Cowboys and led the team to 3 Super Bowl
victories.
Troy Aikman. Indeed.
Boom. He's not going to let you finish.
No time for your nonsense. 4-4. A lot of real Bruins fans out there.
All right. Mike in Irvine. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Good, Mike. This comedian, actor, writer, producer has been in hit movies since the 1980s, but is also known to be an accomplished banjo player.
Jack White.
No, I'm sorry. Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, sorry.
Steve Martin was a Bruin, went to UCLA.
Thanks for playing, though.
All right, let's go to Mario in Moreno Valley. Hi there.
What's up?
Hey, Mario. Jack White hasn't been in hit movies since the 1980s, by
no,
the way.
I think so
that would be a giveaway. All right, here is your brief description of a famous Bruin. Listen carefully. These days, this Star Trek actor is equally well known for being a proponent of LGBT rights. But what's not well known is his real first name, which is Hosato.
Oh, yeah, you got me good on that one, Ralphie. I have no idea. Mm.
No, I have no idea.
Did you make the intro to our
show? All right.
Thank you.
George Takei. George Takei. Mr. Sulu from Star Trek went to UCLA. Hosato Takei is his real name.
Got time for one more.
Let's go to Grant in Newport Beach. Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, Grant. This starting quarterback for the Bruins back in the 1970s is now better known as the star of the CBS hit show NCIS.
You got me on that one. I was going to go with Pat Hayden, maybe?
No, Mark Harmon. Mark Harmon was a starting QB for the Bruins back in the day. And now he's on NCIS.
I think we went 4 straight and then lost 3 straight. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Mark Harmon looks like that and was also a star quarterback for the UCLA Bruins.
Right.
That's pretty sweet.
How much did he get? That's all you need.
He got it all. All right. Manny's in the drawing. Jennifer's in the drawing. Nathan might win. Tim as well. Only one will win this phenomenal prize package to see every home game at the Rose Bowl for the Bruins this year. Plus, the first game tomorrow comes with sideline passes and Blue Moon Club passes too. Alan McKay, who's our winner, please.
Congratulations, Manny.
Manny! Congratulations, Manny.
All right, thanks.
Ah.
Okay.
This is Famous Bruins.
now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
But if you see my butt, then there's a possibility that Lenny Kravitz is going to fall out, and nobody wants that.
Of your butt?
No.
I'm saying the other side.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I'd pay a month's salary to see Lenny Kravitz fall out of your butt.
It wasn't said very well.
I think what we found out from that, Allie, this might have been your theory, is that Kevin has named his penis Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
I think that's my takeaway. Yep. So, all right, time
because
for
I'm going to go my way.
Final look at the showbiz beat.
Ralph, people can't see you pointing.
Oh, well, it would have been funnier had they could.
Mm-hmm.
If they would. I think they should. Are we still in the air?
Barely.
Oh.
Barely.
What do you say we wrap this sucker up and go home?
Yep.
I like it.
All right, before that happens, though, I got something to give away. How about some passes to a movie called The Visit?
Yay!
It's Grandma and Grandpa. But it's not your grandma's and grandpa's grandma and grandpa.
Right. I don't know what that means.
It's not your grandparents' grandparents.
Right.
These are a brand new breed of grandparents. The ones that eat you.
Yeah, they're creepy as F.
That's right. Especially if you have grandparents like these two.
That's right.
Oh, who needs that, right? Who's with me on that one, right?
I feel like all of us are with you on that.
You don't want grandparents to eat you?
I don't. I'd rather not have that.
You're so square. You loosen up, man. You're so uptight. This looks terrifying. Why don't you find out for yourself and go to our advanced K-Rock screening of The Visit on September the 8th at Pacific's The Grove Theater. However, if you don't win, don't feel too bad because The Visit will be in theaters everywhere on September 11th, and you can go see it then. But if you'd like to see it for free early, then call me now, 1-800-520-1067, and five lucky callers will get advanced screening passes to see The Visit.
What you talking about, man?
You know what I'm talking about. Talking about Kellan Lutz, Twilight hottie.
Right?
He made a big splash down under in Australia. Just working out in front of people. I'm not a big fan of the people who work out in front of people in places where there's not a workout station per se.
Right. They're just showing off, you think?
Pretty much. Now, look, I get it. Kellan Lutz, he's a beautiful man. He's in great shape. But I don't need to see him do a bunch of planks and push-ups and pull-ups on a cliff above Palm Beach in Florida. And I certainly don't need him to take photos of that. Have someone take photos of that, then have him post it on his Instagram account.
Yeah.
Urging his followers, don't try this workout at home. Yeah. Uh-oh. Everyone in the bomb shelter. They're coming in. The Luftwaffe. Everyone get to the shelter.
Why did we just hear a plane go overhead?
Well, I mean, I have my doors open, but I think there was a sightseeing plane that just sort of apologize for that.
Excellent.
If you look out below, you'll see a man in his pajamas doing a radio show just off the right-hand side of the plane.
So what's your theory, Ralph, as to what's going on here? Kellan Lutz certainly doesn't need the attention.
Apparently he does.
Famous and popular. Like, what's going on in his head?
He's doing pull-ups on a cliff and then having someone take pictures of it and posting it on Instagram.
It's tough to say if you look like that, that you wouldn't, right? I mean, if I looked like that, I'd probably post it.
But would you do pull-ups, push-ups, and planks on a cliff above Palm Beach?
Again, it's tough to say. I'd go with yes.
Really?
Then you're a douchebag.
Yeah, maybe.
A lot of social media posts is, look how great my life is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is his way of saying, whatever you're doing today, I've got it better. You know what I mean? Because I'm working out in the most beautiful place in the world. And look at me.
Yeah, you know? I suppose.
Well, what did he write? Did you say it was, don't try this?
Don't try this workout at home.
Yeah, maybe.
It does sound a little douchey.
Right?
Maybe not.
Are you with me, ladies?
Maybe not.
Kellan Lutz. However, his co-star, Rob Pattinson, he's got the right idea. He was recently boozing at a hotel in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Just getting a load on.
All
that's
right.
That's how you be a star. Get S-faced in Ireland.
None of this exercising
BS. No, he wasn't doing planks on the bar. He wasn't doing pull-ups on the bar. He was doing 16-ounce curls. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we know what you're saying, Ralph. Talk about drinking.
That's a pint.
No one can see you. Still no one can see you.
It'd be much funnier if they could.
Yep.
So he's there at the pub, at the hotel, the Culloden Hotel in Belfast, and there's a wedding going on. And so the bridal party saunters in. They say, hey there, sparkly vampire. Why don't you come join us here at our wedding? And he fell off his bar stool and stumbled into the wedding and had a good time, apparently. He was nice enough to come in and say hello to the bride and groom, posed for some photos, had a good time, knocked boots with a couple bridesmaids, and then just stumbled out into the night. That's how you're a star, Kellen Lutz.
There you go.
Less time planking, more time boinking.
Allie, what do you think of that Robert Pattinson? I know for a while he was every girl's dream boat. Do you find him attractive at all?
Does nothing for me.
No. Yeah. Well.
Seems like a great guy.
What if he was furry and wore a pork pie hat and a scarf?
Waka waka.
Waka waka. There's no Labor Day telethon this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it.
Did you watch it?
Nope.
No.
But it was a constant. It was one of the things that was right there.
Yeah, but you never
could count on it. I used to watch it back in the day when it actually was a telethon and they had celebrities on.
But that was 20 years ago,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, but back recently they didn't have the draw, really, that they used to. It was like 4 hours of Carrot Top, I think.
Well, I mean, that was the thing, is there was a time where they had the biggest stars, the biggest acts from all over, musical acts, comedians, everything, movie stars would stop by, and then it just got, it turned into the Hollywood Christmas parade with the kinds of people
true.
They would get.
Eric Estrada would turn them down.
Yeah.
He would say,
right.
No, I'm busy, I can't make it out. So MDA has stopped doing that, and some people say they're going to miss it. Jerry Lewis said he's going to miss it.
It's like my dad said to me once.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said, if you love a lot, and I indeed get love a lot.
You get love a lot. Sure.
And I've loved a lot.
So you love out,
you're going to get love a lot.
Right. See, that's the kind of gem you would get, Kevin.
That's true.
If you'd watch that show. Because the love that you get is sometimes not as much as the whole giving with the hay and the hoe. And then you get the love. First you get the love. And then you use the love, but not all the love. You take some love, you put it in a Ziploc bag, and you put it in the freezer. So when you need love later, you can put it in the microwave. 30 seconds, you have hot, fresh love.
That's all part of the good America.
Right.
That I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wonderful part, because as much as we are brought up,
right,
certainly in different cultures all over the world.
This is off for 20 hours.
You come right down to it, it bottoms out at human condition.
Right.
And if the human condition is right, it serves you, the human.
Right, the human.
And it serves us out there who should be on the periphery.
The periphery of human.
It's making a lot of sense now.
I would like Rodney and Jerry to co-host a television.
That would be the best ever.
I would just like to hear the banter.
That would be the best.
For like a week. I could just a week straight. A week I could listen to that.
Oh, that would be the best. I would never watch anything else.
And while we're talking about good turns, Ronda Rousey, she's a sweetheart.
She's the best.
And I say that because she could hurt me. But also
we're all afraid of her.
But also because it's true.
Yeah.
Lance Corporal Jared Heschert is the name of a Marine who had the gumption. That's right. I said gumption.
Wow. Reaching into Bean's vocab for that one.
To invite her to the Marine Corps ball. It was one of those celebrity wish fulfillment sort of invitations. Just put it out there.
They were very popular a few years ago, but I haven't heard of one in a while.
A lot of proms and a lot of Marine Corps ball invitations. And to his surprise, Ronda Rousey accepted.
Pretty little face.
So the Marine said, we're looking forward to having her at the ball. We're welcoming her to enjoy our ceremonies. And it's exciting for all of our guests to have Rhonda stop by. So very nice of her to accept that Lance Corporal's invitation. And she's going to put on a ball gown and then just put him in an arm bar about 30 seconds into the ball just to make everyone laugh at him. Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer James Bay is 25 years old today. Whitney Cummings is 33. Beyonce, 34 today. Max Greenfield, 35. Wes Bentley's 37. Mark Ronson, music producer, is 40. Dr. Drew Pinsky. He's not a real doctor, but he's a good, good man, and we're very proud of him.
He is actually a real doctor.
He is 57 years old today. And the city of Los Angeles, my adopted home, celebrates its 234th birthday today. It was on this day in 1781 that Los Angeles was founded. And I believe Jerry Lewis was there for the ceremony.
I believe he was.
He cut the ribbon on the city.
Because when you have a city
right.
that has a lot of things with the tacos and right. the giving, then you know everyone has the things where they put the places. And also, there's a rubber ball you can bounce, and it never goes away.
Oh, my God. Really?
That's the show, I'm telling
That's
you.
The show.
That's the show.
We got to pitch it. We got to pitch it to somebody. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday with your tickets for Sold Out Foo Fighters show.
What?
You heard me.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Young girls in space.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What?
Roll another one.
Ew, your booty.
Just like the other ones.
How could you explain that?
This one seems to be about to quit.
I blame it on the hip-hop.
And I need another hit.
Boy, that creative thing you guys do, writing jokes for a living, making the world laugh. What are your dads? Tell their friends you do.
Surgeon. Optometrist. Died.
Roll another one.
Listen to the kids, bro.
That's right.
Just like the other one.
Mother of God.
This one seems to be about to end.
So who should you turn to fund your life?
I don't have another cent.
I've never been so excited and warm.
Put up all guard that joint.
Turn up the radio.
Just pass it around.
It's about ideas, bro.
Put up all guard that joint, my friend.
We the millennials, bro.
Just pass it on down.
You guys, hats off to you guys. Well done. Beautifully done. Well executed.
Let's put our cares away. Have a peaceful, restorative weekend.
No, not doing it. Not anymore. I'm done. I'm going home. I'm done.
Excuse me. Sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
I believe that's what they call a mic drop.
Ah, mamma mia.
Yes. Kiss, kiss. Bang, 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 bang.